This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRR, FM.com. Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. I am your voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts. My sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station, and with me again tonight is my color commentary and spotter, Cameron Snodgrass. Cam, we're coming off a week four loss for the Owls against Ridgeway. So not only the Owls were already up against it, facing one of the, if not probably the best team in the district this year in the Ridgeway-Johnsonburg Co-op, but they also were missing about a dozen starters for various reasons, out with the, in quarantine procedures, out with injury, out with non-COVID-related illness. They end up, really, when all things are said and done, I mean, they fall to 0-4 on the season, but they end up losing 56-19, and that is an important number because that marks A, the most points that the Owls have put up by an extra point, but still, and the most points that Ridgeway has allowed to a team so far. So we've seen the Owls progress each week through this season. They had a major setback last week, but we still, in some ways, saw kind of really what this team is made of.
Yeah, absolutely. And what last week was a good glimpse into the future of what the Owls can do. And I think kids that filled in for the missing starters, I think that really showed like they do have some grit. We have some grit with the younger kids. I think they're going to be able to build off what happened last week as a positive and hopefully translate it into some wins moving forward.
Yeah, and was able to speak with Coach Jeff Puglio for the coaches show. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. And one of the things we talked about are all of those kids that got playing time kind of out of necessity, as they have, a bit of an accelerated timeline now. So to give some of those kids their flowers that they rightfully deserve, I mean, we had Talon Reese, a freshman quarterback, starting last game. He had thrown three varsity passes for his entire career and then had to start against that Ridgeway team. He ends up throwing three touchdowns to two different receivers, had a very nice game. Again, it doesn't come out the way you want it to. We had Ryan Ward come out, and first time that he played organized football since, what did you say, fourth grade, I believe?
Yep.
So a lot of kids that we've talked about, that kind of next man up mentality, and that's exactly what the Owls showed. A lot of grit, as you mentioned, a lot of things to build off of, and even though they were going through that kind of, a very tumultuous and hectic week, they still were able to, I think, continue to build on the momentum that they have been building on ever since the week one and the week two, the loss to St. Mary's in the home opener, where we really kind of saw Elijah Fitton find his footing as a quarterback. So it'll be interesting to see what the Owls have here tonight as we are in Manitowoc. Took a trip south, a couple hours south here to visit the Warriors, who are also winless on their season. They're 0-3. They have some struggles of their own. Yes, they are 0-3. We are in week five, but they had to call off, I believe, the first week of their season for some COVID problems, which, it's been all around District 9, District 10. Games have been canceled all season. I think this week was pretty much unscathed as far as I saw on the District 9 and D9 and 10 websites. But we're going to see another, kind of a hodgepodge. There are still going to be some guys out, but most of them are back from quarantine. Elijah Fitton is back in at quarterback. He will still have most of his weapons tonight. Dalton Dixon, Jared Wilmoth, Lucas Lactash will all be playing. And I think it's the first time we've seen all of those guys healthy on the field at the same time since week one.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the build off of what we talked about for last week, because it was David versus Goliath in a sense.
Yes.
Before the players were out, what that does, I mean, what we saw from Jared Wilmoth and Dalton Dixon to help out Talon Reese, mm-hmm. I think what that does for a team is it builds good chemistry among themselves.
Yeah.
And to be able to carry that into this week against, I think they match up well against Manitowoc, to go up against an even opponent. I think that's going to help carry them through this game. And we're going to see, hopefully, Elijah get back to form. Hopefully, that week off doesn't hurt them too much, but I don't think it's going to. I think having Dixon and Wilmoth there will be able to continue where he left off.
Yeah, and that's another thing that you'll hear during the coach's show. I did ask specifically whether or not Fitton will be back on the field tonight. The answer was yes, and that they got him back about halfway through the week. So it is kind of a shortened week of practice, but they did get him back in time to log a couple of practices coming back from that that long week off there for, again, a lot of those guys. Like 12 guys were out. A couple of them will still be out. But Fitton, Laktash, Dixon, and Wilmoth, kind of his core group of receivers, will be on the field. We'll also go through all of that with our starting lineups in a little bit. But first, we're going to sit down and talk with Jeff Puglio for the Coach's Show, presented by Rain or Shine Towing in Bradford. The Coach's Show with Jeff Puglio on WESB Sports.
It's time for the Coach's Show with Coach Jeff Puglio ahead of this week's Bradford Owls matchup against Manitowoc. Thanks for joining me again today, Coach.
Happy to be here.
So, obviously, we know last week we were missing all the guys for several reasons, some out with the close contact quarantine, with the injuries, with the non-COVID-related illness. I'm hoping we'll get to see a lot of those guys here back tonight.
Some of them are back, yeah. We still have two positives that we found out about this week. And so they're not going to be available. A couple more guys are out as well, but we'll have quite a few back.
I will say I'm hoping that the kids be back because obviously we want the guys to be healthy. But the guys that had to step up last week, I think, did a really great job. I think they put up the most points that Ridgeway has allowed all season. Talon Reese, obviously freshman quarterback, we got a really good look at him. And I think he showed us a lot to look forward to in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we saw a lot of positive things, you know, mostly playing a JV team against the best team in the league. We had them right there in the first quarter. Defensively, we're lacking a little bit, especially at the linebacker position. But you know what? We got some valuable reps in. So it's always look at the positive in it, and I think we can take a lot of positives from last week.
And Elijah Fitton is one of the players back tonight?
Yeah, he'll be playing tonight. We got him back towards the middle of the week, so kind of limited practice time, but he's ready to go.
And I know, like I said, some of the guys, will take a little bit longer to come back, especially the ones we lost a few, you know, for an extended period of time with injuries. Are there any guys that we saw for the first time or saw an extended look at last week that we expect to see more often now?
Well, I think because of the experience we got these guys last week and the practices they've been able to get, kind of accelerated their time frame. So, I mean, they might not be starters, but I think a lot of these guys can contribute now at the varsity level. Finally got a JV game in as well this week, so it's just more reps that they've seen, more game reps that they've seen. So it makes you feel more comfortable if you have to insert them into the game at any point, any situation.
Yeah. And with some of the guys coming back and other ones not, still another kind of a hodgepodge week. What were the things that were really looked at practice this week that were worked on the offensive side of the ball?
So really, I mean, the overall theme of this week was recovery because we did play a lot of younger guys Friday, and then they had to turn around and play again on Monday.
Mm.
And we were really concerned with, you know, getting their legs back, being as safe as we possibly could. So we kind of scaled things back, kind of went back to more of the fundamentals of things, landmarks, stuff like that offensively. No real wrinkles added other than, you know, a couple things here and there that you see from the game plan from film. But mostly just really kind of hone in on the fundamentals and really make sure we're doing the basic stuff perfectly.
Okay. And then speaking of things from film, we're going to be traveling down to Manitowoc this week. It's a long road trip down south, but they are having, you know, a few struggles of their own. What are we expecting to see from Manitowoc, the Warriors, tonight?
So every time we play Manitowoc, they're a big, physical, strong team. No different from that this year. They jump kind of off film with how big they are up front. They have a really nice running back. Quarterback can put the ball downfield. So it's one of those physical contests where we're playing to see up front. So, you know, we got a couple younger guys that are going to have to play both sides of the ball up front. So I think they're up to the task. And again, it's really good quality reps they're going to get tonight.
Yeah, and the Owls, again, with what we had last week and the guys that stepped up on short notice. I mean, Ryan Ward, who I think hadn't played organized football since, like, something like fourth grade or something like that. But the guys that stepped up did so in a big way. They had a great offensive first half. The defense had a couple of takeaways, and even special teams came up with a few big plays there. So looking forward to seeing how things progress this week down there at Manitou. Any worries about the long road trip, or these kids are used to it at this point?
Yeah, we're from Bradford. Bradford, we're used to the long trips. Where we are, every road trip we go on seems to be long.
Yeah.
So it's no stranger for us. We're okay with it. It's just a matter of getting off the bus, getting your legs ready to go, and getting ready to play. Sometimes we struggle with slow starts, so hoping we'll start fast tonight.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that fast start here tonight from the Owls. Thanks for joining me again, Coach. I appreciate it.
Yep. Let's go, Owls.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilt's Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter Service & Collision, Team Minard, and Kanjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back to Manitou for Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. That was the Coach's Show with Jeff Bulio, presented by Rain or Shine Towing in Bradford. And as I mentioned, what we heard there is we got Fitton back about midweek, so he was able to log a couple practices, but you know, didn't get a full week of practice in ahead of this game against the Warriors tonight. Two teams enter 1-0-4, 1-0-3, so one of these teams is going to come out of here with their first win of the season. And the Owls are coming down a stretch here where they've got a real chance to turn their season around. Manitou tonight, we're looking ahead to Dubois next week for the homecoming game. Then I believe a road trip to Punxsie is after that. And then Central Clarion County, who Central Clarion is also currently without a win on the season, and they'll be back at Parkway Field after the Punxsie game. So, you know, a lot to look forward to here for the Owls. If they can put everything together all at the same time, got a real good chance at turning the season around and turning it around quickly, going from 0-4 to, you know, best case scenario is being an even 500 team here after week 8. So we're going to do the starting lineups now, brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. The starting lineups for the Owls will be back at quarterback tonight, Elijah Fitton, after the week off. Now, after 3 weeks, before he missed week 4 with quarantine, he was third in the state in passing yards. So pretty unbelievable there for a young man that just started playing quarterback this year and on a Bradford team that, you know, it historically is not known for passing the ball. But Elijah Fitton has played well here early in the season. Ashton Smith will be his running back in the backfield. Dalton Dixon is his number one wide receiver on the season. Lucas Laktash will be wide receiver. Troy Adkins, wide receiver. And Jared Wilmoth, of course, a little spark plug there on the field at wide receiver. On the offensive line, Luke Kerr going from left to right. Chris Rodriguez, John Nellis at center. Vince Adada and Landon McGarry will be swapping in and out at right guard. And Harry Morisseau at right tackle. We'll do our starting defensive lineups and get our kickoff right after this. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Let's go Owls from Toji Substation, where cash is king. Get 10% off everything when you pay with cash at Toji Substation. For over 40 years, serving all your homemade favorites on fresh Italian bread and rolls and the best pizza in town. Don't forget their Buck a Beer special and a huge selection of craft beers. Toji Substation, 40 years of great food, fast service, family fun, and now 10% off everything when you pay with cash. Cash is king at Toji Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
The Owls defense get ready to take the field here for the first time following the opening kickoff that Manitou chose to receive. and almost a problem there on the kickoff return, Cam.
Yeah, the ball, Abby kicked a good ball, and it looked like a squib kick, and it went past the last return guy there, and the Owls swarmed to the football.
Yeah, nice kick from Abby Nuzzo to get us started here. Here's first and 10. It's a pitch off to the right, and right up the middle as he's got room to run. One man to beat. It's Wilmoth with a tackle and might have saved a touchdown. Another Owl came up there at the end of the play, but not a good start here for the Owls defense.
No, Monata right there. Very nice hole that the offensive line put in on the in between the defensive end and defensive tackle. And great defense, though, by the Owls to be able to catch up and save that touchdown.
Yeah,
I love Jared Wilmoth.
Jared Wilmoth, one of our favorite players to call, and one of my favorite players to call for both basketball and football. So here's first and 10 from the 48-yard line. And it's another run on the right side, and that's another first down after a gain of about 13 yards.
Yeah, right away, you're looking, looks like Monata's running a triple option or a wing T, and Bradford just needs to get accustomed to it, take a deep breath, and find the football.
So we're looking at the Monata, kind of the big three. It's David DeCicino at quarterback, a 6'3", 205-pound sophomore. And we've got Cooper Boozle, a skinnier, a 6'2", 160 wide receiver. And here's the handoff again. And this time he's going for another first down inside the 20 now and brought down at about the 16. And trying to get a look at the number there.
Yeah, it looked like Wilmoth there again on the tackle. And, yeah, just a lot of misdirection here. It looks like Monata's offense is running. So the key for the Owls, it looks like right away, is going to be keeping an eye on the football and where the football is going.
And then the third man in the Monata Big Three is Matt Martino. He's listed as a fullback. He's 6'1", 230, number 40, and he's in the backfield right now. And he'll take the handoff to the left side. There's a hole right on the offensive line there, and he'll get a gain of about 5. So that's, you know, the least that the Owls have held Monata to so far.
Yeah, hopefully here on this drive they can solidify and identify what Monata exactly is doing. It's nothing too extravagant. It just looks like quick handoffs for the listeners at home. It's just quick handoffs hitting holes really quickly. So they should be able to lock down here.
Monata and the All Blacks as their home uniform, and the Owls wearing the white jerseys, black pants. Here's another quick pitch to the right, and there's another hole on the line, and that'll get inside the 5, brought down at about the 2-yard line, first and goal at the 2.
Yeah, and that was a good save there by, I believe, Troy Adkins on saving that touchdown. He came out of the safety position and stopped him just short of the goal line. So good job by Troy there.
So didn't complete the starting lineups, brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. Here's your defensive side of the ball. At defensive end is Chris Rodriguez and Joe Carey on the other side. On the inside defensive tackles, Caleb Morey and Vince Adada switching back and forth, and Harry Morriso also in the lineup. Here's first and goal. It's a pitch to the right, and he's in for a touchdown easily. Monata takes a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, and they won the battle up front there on that drive. That was all won by the offensive line there. And like I said, we hope that Bradford adjusts to it and these players can get off the blocks. I think if they can do that, the defense will kind of settle down and reduce what Monata's doing.
So that's a 2-yard run, I believe, from Martino.
Yep, it was Martino.
A quick 2-yard pop into the end zone there as he kind of walks in. We'll wrap up your starting defense here as we await the point after try. Elijah Fitton and Ashton Smith are the middle inside linebackers. Outside linebackers Dalton Dixon and Brett Thompson, but we'll also see Troy Adkins, Ryan Ward. And here's a fake kick and runs right in with a 2-point conversion. No problem there. We'll also see Lucas Lactash at outside linebacker. Cornerback Caleb Shenfield and Jared Wilmoth and free safety Troy Adkins. It's Monata 8, Bradford's 0 after the quick run downfield by the Warriors. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
Back here for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports as the Owls get their first taste of offense following the quick Manitow drive as they drove right down the field, ran the ball, and here's a squib kick, and it's jumped on top of at the 40-yard line. That's where the Owls will start with Lucas Laktash.
Yeah, I don't know if that was an intended squib kick, but yeah, it only traveled 20 yards down the field. But good recovery by Laktash. Those balls will bounce all over the place. And
yeah,
he got over top of it pretty quickly to save Manitow from getting the ball again because there's no other Owls around him.
Yeah, hard to read. And Laktash, junior this year, had the wits to jump on top of it rather than to try to corral it in and stay on his feet, which often lend in losing the ball. Here's Elijah Fitton, first and 10. It's a handoff to Smith, and he's brought down in the backfield for a loss of one.
Yeah, they got Manitow got good penetration right there, and that plane blew it up right in the backfield. There's not really too much to say there. That was just a one-on-one battle that was won by Manitow.
So second and 11 after the 1 yard loss on first down, and Elijah Fitton taking his first cracks here at quarterback in 2 weeks following the missed game last week for quarantine. He's got two receivers, actually looks like double splits, two receivers on either side and one man in the backfield to his left, and sends Laktash in motion from left to right. Snaps the ball, looks out to his left. He's scrambling, and looks like he's trying to tuck the ball, but he will end up taking a sack for a loss of about six.
Yeah, and Fitton held onto that ball a little too long. He could have got it out sooner, but yeah, he just tried to use his feet there. Manitow won that battle.
So far, it really has been the Manitow line really kind of doing a lot of the work here on offense. The offensive line was creating holes and really just pushing forward at the same time. And now the defensive line kind of getting pressure on Fitton, and there comes away with a sack. We're looking at third and 19 from the 33-yard line. So here's Fitton with split backs now. Two receivers on the left, one up top on the right, moving from right to left on your radio. Takes the snap and has time, airs it out, looking for Smith or Wilmoth. Not sure who the intended target was, but it lands right in between the two of them.
Yeah, it looked like Elijah got hit right there, too, in the middle of the throw, because that ball had a weird trajectory angle. It was aimed down when that was getting thrown. So, yeah, I think he got hit right there as the throw happened.
Yeah, right as soon as I said he had time is when that time ran out. And Manitow defender got to him there right at the end, wobbled the pass a little bit, and it fell right in between Smith and Wilmoth. Falls incomplete, brings up a fourth and 19, 7 minutes and 41 seconds left in the first quarter. And Dalton Dixon will come in to punt it away from the 32. It's a low snap. Dixon picks it up and gets it across the 50. It'll bounce at about the 48 and roll with a Bradford-friendly bounce. And Bradford says that they have the ball. They very well might. They do. The ref signals Owls football.
Yeah, I don't know what Manitow was doing there because that ball was just going to be dead, looked like. And Bradford just got down to it, so I'll touch the Manitow player and picked it up.
Twice in a row, the kick returner has kind of lost it there. Once on the opening kickoff and again on the punt return. This time, the Owls are able to get downfield in time to recover the ball. Brings up a first and 10 from the Manitow 40-yard line. And Fitton takes the snap, looks to his left. He's going to air it out to Dixon. It's caught at the 15-10-5 touchdown Owls. Dalton Dixon with a 40-yard catch from Elijah Fitton, and the Owls score their first touchdown of the game.
Beautiful pass by Elijah. Dixon had the one-on-one matchup there with the cornerback, and obviously we know, I'll keep saying it, three things guaranteed in life, death, taxes, and Dalton Dixon. So,
yeah, right.
And that was it. He won that battle. Beautiful toss right into the breadbasket of Dixon. So good job by them. Good job by Elijah by reading that, too.
It was a really nice throw. It was a real moonshot, and it went. Dixon just kind of outran his defender, got to his spot. When he caught the ball, there was a little contact, quick stiff arm. Dixon fights his way into the end zone. Two-point conversion to tie it up, and that's caught by Dixon as well. So a two-point conversion as the Owls tie it up. It's 8-8 here early in Manitow. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
We're back in Manitow for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports following the Owls touchdown to tie up the game with a two-point conversion, 8-8. It's a 40-yard touchdown pass from Elijah Fitton to Dalton Dixon. That's the first strike of the night for the Owls, and that makes a winner of Winship. Don't have a first name here for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Abby Nuzzo kicks it off, and it shoots right down the middle and bounces inside the 20, and he bobbles the ball again, picks it up, runs to the 30, and that's where he'll be gang-tackled by the Owls.
That was a good kick by Abby Nuzzo, too, because that was kind of like a knuckleball going down there and had a good bounce again, and Manitow barely picked that one up. I wouldn't have been surprised if Bradford, if they got a little bit more penetration on that kickoff, they could have been right there with that football. Looks like time passed, doesn't it, kind of, when that kick happened?
Yep. And also now that's 3-for-3 on three returns that the Manitow returner has kind of touched the ball and then lost it. So it's 1st and 10 for Manitow. We'll see if the Owls can respond, to the running game that the Warriors showed on their first drive. And here's a pitch out to the right. And he again follows a lead blocker for a gain. We'll see if it's enough for a first down. It's going to be awfully close. Gain of 10 as he runs up to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like kind of early, the early impressions to me, Jimmy, is it looks like Manitow's going to try to win the game by running the football, and Bradford's going to try to get into the scoring battle and try to win it by passing. So I think we're seeing two different elements of offense here tonight.
Yeah, the plus side there, there's obviously advantages and disadvantages to both. The plus side for the Owls, if they find themselves in a pinch, they can score with taking less time on the clock with the passing game. Here's another pitch out to the right, and boy, almost ripped the ball out there. Did Ashton Smith, I believe, on the tackle?
Yeah, and that was a good hit there, too, by Ashton Smith. He came in hard and quick.
And only 6.5 minutes into the game, and we might be talking possible collision of the game.
I'm thinking so.
We'll have to remember that one for later. That's brought to you by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. 2nd and 5 from the 45-yard line. Again, Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. The Owls just made a winner of a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant of Winship. We don't have the first name for Winship, but we do have the phone number, so no worries there. That's Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Here's a little end-around type a reverse, and this one is going to be just shy of a first down, gain of about 4.
Yeah, and Owls did good there. They stayed home on that play.
Chains.
Yeah, Owls, they stayed home right there, just couldn't stop them enough to get to the third down. But anyways, good work. I mean, it could have been a bigger run, but they got to the tackles and didn't let go when they got a hold of the guy. So I've already seen improvement from last week.
Yeah, from the last set of downs. As well as, you know, they took maybe 5 or 6 plays to march down the field. So this was some illegal, false start on Manitow, the 1st and 10 from the 50. And that'll back them up, I believe, 10 yards, 5 yards. So 1st and 10, replay the down, 1st and 15 from the 45.
Yeah, luckily they kind of got ahead of themselves there, Manitow, try to get the play a little too early going.
Yeah, it was a little strange. Kind of just seeing a couple guys floating around there. So here's 1st and 15. It's a pitch out to the right side. And this time, a gain of about 7 gets him back past the original line of scrimmage, but not much more. And a late flag goes up.
Yeah, it looks like we might be seeing holding here.
And that's what it looks like, holding on Manitow. And that'll back him up again. Wait for the official call. And that will be on Manitow.
Yeah, I don't think that was a hold. I couldn't see the referee sign right there.
What? It almost looked like, I don't know if that's the signal for a chop block would bring them back about, let's see, they lost 15 there?
No, it looks like they lost 5. They just moved it back another 5.
Oh, they erased the, the gain and brought them back another 5 yards. So, yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the play was. Here's a handoff to the fullback. And it's a gain of maybe 6. He'll get him back to about the 45-yard line, depending on the spot.
Looks like the Owls defense there is starting to figure out this Manitow offense. So that's good for them. They can keep swarming to the football like they are. Might be able to shut down Manitow's offense.
I think what Coach Puglio was talking about there in the coach's show, he was kind of alluding to the run game, you know, they're bigger guys. It's a bigger team. It's a stronger team. And the run game seems to be their bread and butter. So yeah, if the Owls can figure that out and kind of slow them down and make a couple of stops, then yeah, we're right now looking at third and 15 from the 45, and it's a pitch to the left side, and a short gain will bring up a fourth down.
Yeah, and that's a good job there by the Owls defense. Again, reading where the football is going, swarming to the football, making a good tackle. So excellent drive by the Owls. I mean, excellent drive stop right there by the Owls.
Yeah, the Owls did what they need to. I mean, keep in mind that the penalties had them pushed back a little bit. So, you know, if they don't get those holding calls, might be looking at a first down here. It'd be real close. We'd be inches. But yeah, they got the stop that they needed. They get Manitow stops at the 50-yard line, which was their original line of scrimmage on the first down, brings up a fourth and 10. And Manitow seems to not have a punting crew. And it'll be a timeout for Manitow, and we'll take a Tax-In timeout as well. That's brought to you by Tax-In, the restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run, with the best homemade pierogies around. A Tax-In timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football here on WESB Sports. Manitow took a timeout here, so we're coming out of a Tax-In timeout. It's fourth and 10, and I don't know if Manitow, just, you know, some schools, they don't really have a punting unit. So some schools will just go for it on fourth all the time. We're obviously early here, 3:45 left in the first quarter, tied up 8-8, and they're at midfield going for it here on fourth and 10. So don't know if Manitow is one of those teams. It's a possibility.
Yeah, looks like we might be getting a pass play here too. Good yardage jump.
And it is the first pass of Manitow, but it won't be a pass. It's going to be a keeper, and he'll be pushed out of bounds after a gain of about 5-6 yards. And that'll be a turnover on downs and Bradford Owls football.
Yeah, excellent read there again by the Owls defense. Saw the football, and looked like we had three or four Owls there right on the quarterback and prevented him from breaking a bigger gain. So great job by them.
Yeah, kind of a bootleg rollout to the right. Don't know if it was designed to keep or if it was more of an option, but quarterback decided to keep it there. And runs just ran out of room after he crossed the 50-yard line. And the Owls first and 10, Fitton looking immediately for Laktash, and he's got him across midfield. And we'll see if that is enough for a first. It looks like it is. We should move the chains for the Owls.
Yeah, good quick dagger there by Fitton to Laktash. I think that's where the game's going to be won for the Owls on offense, is this quick little dagger hitch route. So excellent read by Fitton. Good pass and good catch by Laktash to get the first down.
Yeah, it looks like a gain of about 11 or so. Yep. And here's first and 10 again. A little flip pass to Ashton Smith out of the backfield, and maybe a loss of a couple there as Fitton was in trouble again.
Yeah, I think they were doing a screen pass there because the line let go of them, and they think it was open, but Ashton Smith, it looked like he spun the wrong way and met right into two Manitow players.
Yeah, Smith was right near the middle of the field, a little closer to the right side, and he spun out towards the sideline. If he would have spun inward, might have had a little bit more room to run. But we're looking at second and 11 here. Fitton, again, looking to his left. He's airing it out, and it's overthrown. It'll fall incomplete, bring up a third down for the Owls.
Yeah, I think that one looked like a catchable football, too. I think the receiver, I think it's Troy Atkins, just turned his head the wrong way. That looked like a good ball thrown. He just turned his head the wrong way.
Yeah, and we have seen Fitton complete quite a few of those kind of moon balls. Usually it's to Dalton Dixon, but I think you're right. I think it was the placement was good. I think Atkins maybe got turned around there the wrong way and just couldn't quite catch up to it. So that brings up third and 11 for Elijah Fitton and the Owls. Here's the snap, and he's going to lob another one. This time it is falls incomplete, almost intercepted by Manitow.
Yeah, I think Fitton just read the route wrong there. It looked like I think Dixon was supposed to cut out there, and he cut inside, and Monatau, they had two defenders on it. They saw Dixon and doubled up on him.
Yeah, double coverage there from Monatau and a bit of an errant throw. And luckily, I think the Warrior defenders kind of defended each other a little bit, and both of them going up for the interception kind of made it harder for one of them to come down with it. Here's the punt from Dixon on 4th and 11. Sails inside the 20 and is caught at the 15-yard line. This one not muffed, caught clean, and he's running to the sideline at the 30, 35, and he stays in bounds to about the 46-yard line. Big return there for the Warriors.
Yeah, that was a good big return, and it looked like the Owls, they were, if you're listening to it from right to left, the Owls were punting, and it looked like most of the Owls went to the right side, and speed right there by, I believe, Desicino.
Yeah.
Boozle there just turned on the jets and picked up an extra 20 yards because there's no Owls in the vicinity until they angled their way to him.
So he gets a nice punt return there. Takes him to about the 47-yard line. 1st and 10 for Monatau. So far, 1 for 2 on possessions. They ran downfield and scored a touchdown. Here's 1st and 10. Pitch out to the right. Following his lead blocker like he does and picks up 8 yards.
Yeah, and this is power football right there. Nothing else can be said about it. They got the leverage there in the line and moved the line 8 yards.
Yeah, Matt Martino just he takes the pitch. He gets behind his lead blocker, and the line kind of does the rest. Gain of 8 by the time the any Owls defenders can get to him. That brings up 2nd and 2 from the 45-yard line in Owls territory. And it's going to be a pitch up the middle to the fullback. 1st down, drags some Bradford defenders along the way to the 35. Yeah, impressive run.
Yeah, it looked like Martino channeled his inner Mike Allstott right there and drug like 3 or 4 Owls with him.
He looked a lot like Mike Allstott in that one. Obviously, famous fullback for the Buccaneers, and just had the legs churning, powering through.
That was some grown man football right there.
Yeah, powerful Matt Martino here. 1st and 10 at the 35 for Monatau. The Owls trying to come away with another stop and get the ball back on the other side of the ball. Still tied 8-8 with 1.5 minutes left in the first quarter. It's a run to the right side again and just shy of the 1st down, another 9-yard gain.
Yeah, and the same thing Monatau's been doing all game so far is quick pitch, quick handoff to the inside and letting the lead blockers go out there and make a space for them. They go and turn out 8 or 9 yards every run.
Yeah, not only that, but I'd say probably 80% of the running plays, most of them quick pitches, but a few handoffs, probably a good 80% of them have been to the right as well. And it doesn't matter which side of the hash marks they're on, anything like that. That seems to be a very similar play every time. And there's the fullback run right up the middle again for Martino, and it's good for a 1st down, brought down to the 20.
Yeah, it looks like they're getting leverage there on the ends, and that's why they're able to get to the outside. It's because they're containing that defensive end. So right after that, it's a 2-on-1 block for the one-on-2 block for the offensive lineman there, because there's only one other defender, and that's the outside linebacker. So that's how these holes are getting created and why they're being successful in running the football.
Not only do they look the same, but as we saw in that last play, they often are the same. That was set up with the same kind of fake pitch and then handed off right up the middle to the fullback that we saw 2 plays ago. Exactly the same, run the same exact way. So 1st and 10 from the 20 and to the right side. Stiff arm gets through, and this one's going to be good for a gain of about 5-6 yards.
Yeah, it looked like just a bunch of missed tackles that they had him bottled up in the backfield and just couldn't wrap him up, and keeping his feet moving the Monatau back there. Got the football moved up an extra, 6 yards. So great job by them.
Looks like another timeout here. It's being taken. Oh, it's the end of the first quarter. The scoreboard's out of view. Thanks for pointing that out. So that's the end of the first quarter of play. We're all tied up here in Monatau 8-8. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Because of significant arterial blockage, this woman had so much pain in her leg, she could barely walk. She says there's a remarkable difference since she started seeing Dr. Bob Tejera at Allegheny Vein and Vascular.
When I first started going to him, I had problems walking. And afterwards, I didn't have any problems walking. I had to walk every day, which was very important, and it did make a big difference. I can walk up the stairs now without any pain, and that is a big improvement. I couldn't walk to church, and that's only a block and a half. And I can now.
She says she also loves the personalized attention she receives from the staff and the fact that everything is done in one building. Allegheny Vein and Vascular, 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call 814-368-8490 or visit them online at AlleghenyVein.com.
WESB Sports.
Back for the second quarter of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports here under Friday Night Lights, and the Owls tied up with the Manitow Warriors 8-8 as we switch the sides of the field here, and Manitow takes a first and 10, run to the left side, and looks like a gain. That was a second down, but it looks like that's going to be a gain enough for a first and goal.
Yeah, it's looking like the Owls defense just needs to collapse in more on those outside holes because that's where they're getting exploited at.
So first and goal comes up for Manitow from the 6-yard line. And the Owls trying to come away with a stop here. Might be time for a signature Owls takeaway. There's a run right up the middle, and it's good for a touchdown, Manitow.
Yeah,
I was just about to say, I believe that is, again, Matt Martino.
Yeah, and that's good power football there, and they're getting the holes, they're getting the leverage on the line and able to bully around the Bradford defensive line. That's what we're seeing so far.
So big pile of bodies down there right in the middle of the field, but I do believe that was Martino with a 6-yard touchdown run. And with that, Manitow takes an 14-8 lead and will line up for the 2-point conversion. Here's the snap. And caught up in the backfield and brought down. 2-point conversion is no good as Desicino gets wrapped up. And that will bring us to 14-8 with 11 minutes and 27 seconds left in the first half. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back for Bradford Owls football, not basketball season yet, on WESB Sports. And coming off a Manitow touchdown, the 2-point conversion attempt afterwards is no good. Brings us to a score of 14-8. The Warriors lead the Owls. And the Owls do have a little bit of an opening there with the missed 2-point conversion. And here is a squib kick up the middle. The Owls get it at about the 40. And return nicely across the 50-yard line and maybe just shy of the 50.
Yeah, that was
and then pushed out of bounds.
Yeah, good run. I think that was Laktash who returned it and was not easy to tackle. That's what I preached to my youth football team that I coach is don't be easy to tackle. And Lucas Laktash embodied that right there. Great run by him.
Yeah, Cam Snodgrass, of course, coach of the Bradford Raptors. And, flowers for Laktash is a squib kick. You never know where that's going to go. And, you kind of got to play heads up there and whether or not you're going to get the ball. He did, and he got it to about the 48-yard line. And flags coming. The Owls pointing at Manitow. Manitow pointing at the Owls. We'll see who the culprit is.
Yeah, Bradford has to be careful about the pointing there because if it wasn't an offside or neutral zone infraction, they could get called for a false start. Mm. So they just got to be careful and tone that down a little bit.
Yeah, that's going to be on Manitow. The ref got crossed there and signaled it on Bradford and then corrected himself after the fact. But it is offsides on the Warriors. 5-yard penalty, repeat first down. Brings us to first and 5 from the 46-yard line, and a pass to Wilmoth. He's got it in the middle of the field, makes a move, and he's at the 30. Spin move, 25, and brought down. What a play by Wilmoth at the 24-yard line.
Yeah, beautiful. That was a good in route. So what it was, it's kind of a deep bubble screen where Wilmoth will run out to the outside and then jet right back in as Fitton was rolling to the right and quick little dagger to him. They got a good block right there by one of the linemen, and Wilmoth just took off for a nice 25-yard gain.
Very elusive is Wilmoth as he, gets into the middle of the field, makes some space for himself, jukes a guy, And then when he's finally made contact with, he spins out of it and keeps going forward. So here's first and 10. Fitton looking for the end zone, and it's caught. Bradford Owls touchdown. It's Lucas Laktash after a 24-yard strike.
Yeah, that was a beautifully thrown football right there, too, by Elijah. So good work on him and good catch there. And it looked like it was actually Troy Adkins who came down with the touchdown.
Was it Adkins?
Yep, it looked like it was Adkins. Good catch by him. That was a bullet pass. There was no arc on that whatsoever, just a nice little bullet pass.
Yeah, again, we've seen Fitton usually throw those moonshots, and he's great at it. But that one, you're absolutely right, was a bullet. So we're tied up at 14. Here's the two-point conversion for the Owls. Snap to Fitton, and it's caught by Jared Wilmot. The Owls take a two-point lead. It's 16-14. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Fox's Pizza Den of Bradford has a menu full of oven-baked, meaty, cheesy, hoagie, wedgie, wingy, and salad-y goodness. Call or stop in today for their wide selection of traditional and specialty pizzas, including the favorite Big Daddy Pizza. Open 7 days a week with all-day delivery. Fox's Pizza Den at the intersection of East Main Street and South Kendall Avenue. Order online or call 814-368-8555. Don't forget to ask about the Big One Pizza Challenge. That's Fox's Pizza Den, Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 10 minutes and 48 seconds left in the first half as Elijah Fitton finds Troy Adkins 24 yards for a touchdown, and then Wilmoth on the two-point conversion, and that brings us to 16-8, or 16-14 rather. The Owls lead by two, and it also makes a winner of a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant of Casey Neely. Congratulations, Casey. Here's the kickoff for the Owls, and a nice run back right up the middle. Gets to about the 45-yard line for Monatol.
Yeah, it looks like the Owls had good penetration there on the defense, or the kick defense, and just missed a tackle there, and looked like Monatol capitalized on the open space and took an extra about 10 or 15 yards.
Yeah, just saw the field really well on that one, and knew where to get to capitalize as much as possible on the return. Again, Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is live all Owl season long. You can go get signed up at Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. Each week, we draw four names, two from each location, and assign them a quarter of the game. This week's second quarter contestant, Casey Neely, wins a free dinner. Here's a first and 10. It's a run towards the right, but gets about a gain of five on the play.
Yeah, just a simple fullback dive, and we saw Bradford looks a little bit more physical here already, right off that first play. So you see a little bit of attitude with them on the defense.
Right. Again, Casey Naley, our second quarter contestant, wins a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. And when the Owls don't score in any certain quarter, the winner for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes wins a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. So once that name is pulled, you already win. We're just waiting on the Owls to tell you what you've won. Here is second and five, and he's down at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that was a good pursuit there by the outside linebacker, I think. Looked like it was Brett Thompson, and kind of channeled his inner Jacob Calkins there and got in there and made a good football tackle. Great work.
Looked like Isaiah Thompson on the carry for Monatol. So they are kind of trying to spread the ball around a little bit. Obviously, they've had Matt Martino involved as he's got their two touchdowns. They've had David DeCicino, who's their quarterback, but also seems to be pretty mobile in his own right. They've designed a few keeper plays for him. And we've seen Cooper Boozle. We've seen Hunter Stalker out there. So a lot of Warriors getting involved. Here's third and five, and it's a pitch to the left this time, and room for a first down, and then some at the 35-yard line. Finally gets dragged down by the Owls, maybe even the 34 in Bradford territory.
Yeah, it looks like Bradford just needs to settle down, take a deep breath. It looks like we're tackling high still, and it looks like in order to beat Monatol, kind of stop the run, in a sense, is to tackle lower and get at the feet, because they have a lot of power. It looks like Monatol can keep moving with two or three Owls on them. So just tackle lower is kind of my key to the game for the rest of the game.
Yeah, and not to sound too cheesy and generic, but it looks like they're reacting right now. Like Monatol just caught him way off balance just by running to the other side of the field. So here's first and 10. It's a gain of maybe, 7 yards. brings it to about the 28-yard line in Bradford territory. Does Manitow makes it a 2nd and 3? But yeah, Manitow completely threw him off there by just running the other way, and the Owls just kind of reacting to everything as opposed to trying to read it ahead of time.
Yeah, and what Manitow is doing now, I just noticed it. This drive is they're starting to pull guards, so hopefully Bradford can keep that down and follow where the guard is pulling.
So here's 2nd and short, 2nd and about 3, and it's another handoff up the middle. Martino with a short gain, and maybe a gain of about a yard.
Yeah,
and that'll bring up 3rd and 2.
Yep, and good stuff by the Owls. We finally got penetration there at the defensive line and stuffed them right there at the line. Just, I mean, he has power. He fought for that extra yard, which is well deserved.
Yeah, but, basically fell forward. Fell forward, but, you know, kind of held their ground there as a defensive front. We've seen the offense. We've seen the Manitow side of the line on both sides, whether it's the Manitow offensive line or Manitow defensive line, kind of winning the battle so far. So here's 3rd and short. See if the Owls can bring them a 4th down. It's another handoff to Martino, and it was a fake to Martino, and then kind of a keeper there for Hunter Stalker, and that will move the chains for a 1st down.
Yeah, and it's a simple, quick pitch football or quick handoffs to, for the folks at home. And just they're getting beat by speed and power right now, and they just need to, like I keep saying, settle down, take a deep breath. They need to get some type of attitude to them and start being more aggressive on the line and kind of consuming them on the defensive side of the ball.
It is a nice 1-2 for Manitow. As you mentioned, the speed of Stalker or Boozle, whoever's getting that handoff from the backfield, and Martino, who is the power. And it's hard, you know, kind of keeping the Owls on their toes here because it's two completely different running styles, and it's switched up so seamlessly. So here is a 1st and 10, and this one's another handoff, and it's a short gain from Martino, a gain of about 3.
Yeah, and right there we saw the outside linebackers crash in, and basically they're playing contain. That's what you got to do against this Manitow team is play contain, take away the outside, and make them run up the middle. And that's kind of where Elijah and Troy Atkins can fill in the gaps there. And so hopefully we start seeing, I think we just saw that adjustment right there.
So it's a 2nd and 7 from the 20-yard line. Manitow hands it off to the right side, and it's Stalker for another short gain. Might be about the same, about another 3 yards or so. We'll see. Oh no, a little bit more than that. Gain of about 5 makes it a 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2 situation.
Yeah, we want to see Bradford to continue fighting off the blocks, because right now it looks like they're just letting them come to them instead of pursuing the football. So hopefully they can.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of that, you know, just reacting to it. And instead of trying to get to the football. So here's a run where everybody just crowds right up the middle, and that's going to be good for a 1st, as Martino kind of a really different-looking run play there, as everybody, instead of pulling blocks or anything, they kind of just ran all towards the middle. The offensive line pushed forward, and Martino burst through right the middle of them.
Yeah, they created that's so what you saw right there is a wedge formation for the line, and basically they contain the outside, and then they have the 2 interior linemen force the players back inside, which kind of creates a little wedge formation, and that gives enough room for the running back to run through. And we just saw it again right
there. Martino again, and he does cross the plane, and it's good for a touchdown. That's Manitow taking a 20-16 lead. And again, as I mentioned, the opening there for the Owls was that missed 2-point conversion. So if the Owls can keep up, but are able to convert on everything, then, like I said, they already have one extra point, the 2-point conversion ahead. So right now we're looking at 20-16 with another 2-point attempt coming. And the Owls would be down by 6, and a touchdown would tie it rather than being tied after a point after. So here's the handoff, and it's fumbled at the line. We'll see the call. Oh, they call it a 2-point conversion. Boy, that's a tough call for Bradford there. And that's going to make it 22-16 with 5 minutes and 11 seconds left in the 1st half. Manitow scores. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. WR Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889.
Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, following another Manitow touchdown as Martino gets his third TD of the game off a three-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion is good, and that brings us to 22-16. Manitow leads the Owls, 5 minutes and 11 seconds left here in the first half of play, and the Warriors set to kick off to the Owls. The kick is up. It's a little short. Travels to about the 26-yard line. It's returned to the 40.
Yeah, it looks like not great blocking there on the kick return by the Owls, but either way, I mean, it's positive gain. Take the positives as they come, Jimmy.
Yeah, 40 is not a bad drive start. Again, they received at about the 26 there, and it was kind of a weird kick, hard to, you know, your intended returner isn't the guy getting the ball, so kind of throws everybody off a little bit. But they do get to the 40, and that brings up first and 10 for Fitton and the Owls. Awaiting the snap, and there it is. Nice snap, and looks out to the right side, and it's picked off by Manitow and dropped.
Yeah, that was Fitton there. Didn't have the best read. Kind of threw a little too early as Wilmoth was breaking his route. So luckily, they just dodged the bullet.
So it was a little mixed there. I don't know if maybe Fitton didn't see the defender, but it looked like it was perfectly thrown for that Warrior defender breaking towards the right sideline. Luckily, he dropped it as he rolled on the ground. It falls incomplete, brings up a second and 10 at the 40. And Fitton takes a snap, fakes the play of the pass, and then hands it off a little draw play and just barely gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and you're seeing Manitow right now. They're playing a cover two defense. So over the middle, there should be a lot of space over the middle. And I think that Coach Zitnik's going to be able to see that right away because there's about a free 8 or 9 yards right there because those safeties are dropping back into coverage.
We'll see if the Owls can find that space in the middle here on third and 11. Split backs for Fitton. Takes the snap, looks to the left, and he finds Dixon, who will go head down for the first down across the 50-yard line.
Yeah, and that was a little nice design route there. Broke Dixon free enough to – basically, the goal in that pass play was to get your 10 yards and get the first down. So, good call by Coach Zitnik and good pass and catch. That was a little backyard football there for Fitton and Dixon.
Yeah, Dixon caught the ball, turned around, and he was about 3-4 yards shy, but saw a defender, either the free safety or – cornerback coming down his way, just put his head down, powered his way into it, brings up the first at the 48-yard line, first and 10. Fitton scrambles out of the pocket, airs it out. He's got a man wide open downfield. It's Laktash. He's caught and will step out of bounds right on the catch. So it is complete, and it's to the 21-yard line.
Actually, I think we got it down to the 16 there. That was a good 30-yard pass there. Kind of looked like Mahomes, Jimmy, a little bit, rolling out to the right and just chucked it down the field and had his little Tyreek Hill there for Lucas Laktash. So good pass and catch there by Elijah and Laktash.
Yeah, so setting up here, first and 10 from the 21-yard line. And Fitton takes the snap, looks out to his left again, and it's caught by Troy Adkins. And he'll go out of bounds after a gain of about see where we're set up here, about 8 yards.
Yeah, they're just picking apart the Manitow defense right now. If they're going to play soft coverage, I expect that Fitton's going to be able to pick that apart. So good work by the offense so far in this drive.
Yeah, I mean, to turn that, you know, third and 11 in their own territory here, now to a second and 2 at the 12-yard line. Fitton dishes it to Wilmoth on the end around. He's got room if he can clear one defender, and he does. He's going to pick up the first down inside the 10 and go out of bounds at about the 8.
And Jimmy, that was an excellent block by Ashton Smith because that play does not get any positive yards as Ashton didn't pick up that defensive end, and he smashed him just as soon as he was breaking over the left tackle. So excellent, excellent football IQ by Ashton Smith.
So that's a gain of about 4 yards or so. maybe 3-4 yards for Wilmoth on the kind of end around play. Brings up a first and goal from the 9. The Owls take the snap, Fitton, and he scrambles straight forward. He's got a man open at the 10, walks in for the touchdown. Bradford Owls score again. It's Nate Girdlestone.
That, people, was probably the best play that we've seen in the last 3 years. He was getting sacked. Elijah was getting brought to the ground. Saw Girdlestone wide open as he was falling to the ground. Sidearmed it to Girdlestone, who was wide open. Took a clear path in right to the end zone. Beautiful play. Excellent. I love to see football like that, Jimmy.
I mean, that is Elijah Fitton, who we know started the season more comfortable running. Takes the snap for the two-point conversion, airs it out, and that's caught. And the Owls will take a two-point lead again, as I believe it's Dixon. Yeah, Dalton Dixon with a two-point conversion makes it 24-22. The Owls lead with 3 minutes and 51 seconds left in the first half. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Pa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Coming off another Owls touchdown here in the second quarter. It's a beautiful play from Elijah Fitton as he scrambled and was about to be taken to the ground. He finds Nate Girdlestone pretty much parallel to him on that 9-yard line. And Girdlestone is open. He runs it in for the touchdown. Two-point conversion is good. 24-22, Owls lead. Here's the kick from Abby Nuzzo. And a broken tackle at the 30. And the Owls finally close in at about the 40-yard line. Monotel returns it to the 42.
Yeah, that one probably could have taken back a couple yards there, but it looked like Fitton was coming in for the jacked-up segment that they used to do on ESPN and tried to put a little too much in there on the tackle instead of just a good form football tackle. But you can't blame him for trying. He's got right now all the energy and all the motivation to do what he wants to do. Momentum's in his favor, so
yeah, that,
can't blame him.
That touchdown play, what I was about to say before they snapped on a two-point conversion as Montas sets up for a first and 10, is that we know Fitton is more comfortable on the legs. We've seen this. Here's a pitch out to the left side, and a beautiful tackle from Dalton Dixon. Of course it is.
Who else would it be, Jimmy?
Wow. I mean, got to believe that's going to be hanging tough there at the end of the game when we call the Schultz, or the Love Toyota collision of the game. That's sponsored by Love Collision Center, 911 East Main Street. Second and 6 getting set up now. But Fitton wanted to scramble on that touchdown play as the pocket collapsed in on him. He stopped, set his feet, and almost got sacked. And that's when he found Girdlestone for the beautiful touchdown. Yeah, it was a first down run from Monica.
Yeah, that was a simple, quick handoff up the middle again with the deception with the fake jet. And just got the penetration in on the defense. We just need to be able to swarm in the middle better with our middle linebackers. And once we figure that out, once we start taking away elements of their game, then we'll start finding ourselves being successful on defense.
You know, the Owls have been able to answer every Montauk touchdown so far. If they can come away with another stop, they've only forced one turnover on downs. If they can come away with another stop defensively, they're going to be looking to be in pretty good shape. If they can get a stop, score another touchdown, and jump ahead of possession, that'll be where they want to go into halftime. So we're at 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half as Monotau runs up the middle again at 2nd and 5, set up at the 41-yard line. And here's the play. It's another handoff to Stalker, and it's going to be shy of the first down.
Yeah, looked like he just had a nice little 2-yard gain. Bradford plugged the hole right there, which is where Matata's been running up and down on them. So great job there. Hopefully we can be consistent with it.
Yeah, Hunter Stalker with the short gain brings up a 3rd and a long 2, 3rd and 3, somewhere in between there.
Take your pick.
For the Warriors. And here's the handoff right up the middle. It's Martino for a first down and then some. Gets brought down at about the 30.
Jimmy, if it wasn't for these mountains here, you'd think that we're in the Big 12 right now with the way that the ball's moving. not a lot of plays going backwards other than that first drive by Monita.
Yeah,
Second drive, excuse me.
Martino, yeah, you take away those Monitop penalties, the offsides, couple of offsides plays, and the call that we weren't really all that sure about. And, Martino has just been out here doing it. So that's going to be a tax-in timeout, and we'll be back with Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Monitor for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, where the Owls lead the Warriors 24-22 with 1 minute and 29 seconds left in the first half play. Only one half through the game, and I would put money down that we've already seen our collision of the game, sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center. Dalton Dixon with a huge hit on this drive, earlier this drive, on one of the Monita Warriors.
Yeah, he just manned football right there. Yeah. He went and got his sandwich, ate it, came out, played football, laid the smack down, and here we are. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he knew what that hit looked like because he got up and he, you know, even, I don't think he made it obvious, but he put a little bit of a flex on him, I think, when he got up there to Dalton Dixon. Here's a first and 10 for Monita from the 30-yard line. And it's another run, this time to the left side. And he smacked at about the 32, so it's a short gain for the Warriors.
Yeah, they ran the probably about 30 yards on that play just to gain. Just to gain
from
two.
From sideline to sideline. Yeah, sideline to sideline gives him a gain of maybe 3 yards, second and 7-ish at the 27-yard line. And Monita trying to get to the 20. Here's the snap. And
helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back at Monita for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. And Ashton Smith came up with a big tackle there on second down. That brings up a third and 7. Maybe a third and 6 for Monita with 49 seconds left. And call it a timeout here as Monita trails 24-22, trying to find the end zone again before the half. And Bradford wants to keep him out, keep that lead, because if you remember, they will they'll receive coming out of halftime as Monita started the game off. So third and about 6. Monita trying to get to the 20-yard line. It's going to be a keeper here, and we haven't seen this one yet. It's good for the first down. Gets inside the 20 and inside the 15 to about the 12, 13-yard line.
Yeah, this is what Monita was setting up there is for the deception. And right there, they pulled the rabbit out of the hat. Took it, got about a good 15-yard gain.
Yeah, it was a beautifully played, as we haven't seen Desicino. And there's a touchdown for Monita. And let's see if we can find. Looks to be Cooper Boozle.
That quarterback threw that ball only to where Boozle could get it. And it looked from our perspective that he was out of bounds, but he must have got a toe in right there.
Yeah, and it's Desicino to Boozle for a 12-yard touchdown. Monita takes the lead with 30 seconds left in the first half. And here's the two-point conversion. Pitch jumps into the end zone. Does Hunter Stalker, and call it 30-24. Monita leads, 30 seconds left in the half. We'll be back with another Owls possession before they go into the locker rooms. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Coming off a Monotau touchdown that they sneaked in there with 30 seconds left before the half. Point after attempt is good. So it's the first touchdown pass for Monotau as they kick off here. It's going to roll to about the 25, picked up. And the Owls trying to make something happen here on the return. It's Finn getting to the sideline and turning upfield. And he'll go out of bounds at about the 40.
Wilmoth laid the hammer down on that block. He came out of nowhere. I'm surprised he didn't get penalized for it because that was a blindside block, but that was a huge block.
So we had Desicino with his first touchdown pass of the game, goes 12 yards to Boozle, and then Stalker with the two-point conversion there on the last Monotau drive as they find the end zone with 30 seconds left. Capitalize on a few plays that they had set up, a few deception plays, and makes it 30-24. Here's first and 10 for Fitton. He looks for Dixon, I believe, and he's got him, and it's going to be good for a first down, but Dixon goes down right in the middle of the field. 12 seconds left. The Owls are going to have to use a timeout here, and they do. So that'll move the chains, and with the timeout, they stop the clock, but the Owls need to cover a lot of ground here in the next 12 seconds.
Yeah, look, they're probably going to take a shot here, a shot or two. Try to get it down to the 25-yard line if you're coach, and then after that, take a shot into the end zone because they do get the ball back at the half. So they obviously want to get on the scoreboard right now, going with the lead and make Monotau play catch up.
Yeah, that's the opportunity that they have to kind of turn how the game has been around. As right now, the Owls have been playing catch up. They capitalized when Monotau missed one of their 2-point conversions here, and the Owls were able to offset the score. So that way, they every time Monotau would have made that 2-point conversion, every time the Owls scored, they would be tying it up. But rather, the Owls take a 2-point lead every time now. But if they can find the end zone here before the half, they need to cover about 50 yards. And if they do get the ball back before the half, then now they've got they flipped the game. They're making Monotau play catch up. So here's Fitton, takes the snap, and there's a flag. We'll see. Looks like it's going to be a false start on Bradford. And it'll be an extra 5 yards that the Owls need to go.
Yeah, they're not making life easier on themselves either.
No. And now the Owls need to go 50 yards. They actually need to go 45. I misspoke before. So setting up at about the 49-yard line for first and 15. 11 seconds on the clock. Owls down by 6. Fitton takes the snap. And he finds his man at about the 40-yard line. Out of bounds is Dixon at the 34.
Yeah, that was a good little pitch and catch. I don't know. They left Dixon wide open right there on that route. Looks like they
were just giving him the short field position there. They kind of gave up the first down to protect downfield. But Dixon able to make the first down and get out of bounds. So now 6 seconds left on the clock, first and 10 at the 34. And the Owls might have drew him off sides there.
It looked like the right tackle for the Owls jumped off there.
Yeah, and that looks like what the ref is saying as well. And the Monotau reception, I do believe, also indicates that this will be on Bradford. So another false start on the Owls here. Drops them back another 5 yards. So they'll be setting up at the 39 for first and 15. 6 seconds to play. Fitton with trips on the right side and two receivers on the left. Takes the snap, drops back, looks out to his right, rolls out to his right. He's in trouble, and he'll take the sack at the 45-yard line, and the Owls will head into the locker room down 30-24 to the Monotau Warriors. So the Owls have put up the most points they have all season here in the first quarter. They still find them, or the first half, rather. They still find themselves down 6 to the Warriors. We're going to get into the halftime show, and Today's going to be the return of Halftime with the AD. Was able to be joined by the Bradford Athletic Director, Mike Erickson. So we will have Halftime with the AD presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Ford. That'll be coming up. But first, a quick break, and we will do a scoring recap. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilt's Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter Service & Collision, Team Minard, and Kanjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
Remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day, and it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket. The Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready for the 2021 football season. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the 2021 Bradford Area High School football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go Owls!
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Fox's Pizza Den of Bradford has a menu full of oven-baked, meaty, cheesy, hoagie, wedgie, wingy, and salad-y goodness. Call or stop in today for their wide selection of traditional and specialty pizzas, including the favorite Big Daddy Pizza. Open 7 days a week with all-day delivery. Fox's Pizza Den at the intersection of East Main Street and South Kendall Avenue. Order online or call 814-368-8555. Don't forget to ask about the Big One Pizza Challenge. That's Fox's Pizza Den, Bradford.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Bradford,
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Time for the Owls Halftime Show. I'm your voice of the Owls, Jimmy Keltz. My sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. And I have with me tonight my color commentator and spotter and statistician, Cameron Snodgrass, the coach of the Bradford Raptors. The Owls are in week five here, down to Manitow, 30-24 at halftime. And both teams are winless on the season. So right now, Manitow is two quarters away from getting their first win of the year, and the Owls are 7 points and two quarters away from getting their first win of the year. We're going to hear from Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson in just a little bit for halftime with the AD back for the first time this season. That's our chance to sit down and talk with Mike about the some of the other fall sports happening in the Bradford High School. But first, a quick scoring recap, and then after we hear from Mike, we'll do a stat breakdown for some of the leading Owls on the offensive side of the ball. In the first quarter, we had the Manitow Warriors got us started as they elected to receive the opening kick. And they marched right downfield on the opening possession. It results in Matt Martino getting his first touchdown of the night. Just a 2-yard run for Martino, and then they give it to him again on the 2-point conversion, and the Warriors go up 8-0. Then the Owls answer right back as Elijah Fitton finds Dalton Dixon for a 40-yard strike. And then we have the 2-point conversion is good, ties it up at 8 apiece. And then we get out of the first quarter at 8 and into the second. Martino finds his second touchdown, a 6-yard TD run this time. 2-point conversion is no good. That has been the one Manitow blemish on the night, but they do take a 14-8 lead. Later on in the second quarter, we have Elijah Fitton finds Troy Adkins for 24 yards in the middle of the end zone. That was the bullet pass that we were talking about. Fitton, usually known for kind of his long balls, always go as a bit of a moonshot, kind of a dime dropped into the over the shoulder of his wide receiver. This one was more of a bullet, Brett Favre style pass right into the breadbasket of Adkins. The two-point conversion goes to Wilmoth, and the Owls take a 2-point lead, 16-14. Later on in the second, Martino, for the third time this game, finds the end zone. This time on a 3-yard touchdown run, 2-point conversion is good. Call it 22-16. Then the Owls strike back again on maybe the most impressive play that we've seen from Elijah Fitton as of this year. And not for its length, but for the ability that Fitton had of just making something out of nothing. As Fitton tries to scramble out of the pocket and thinks about tucking the ball and keeping it, just running it, trying to get some positive yardage out of it. He decides he's not going to do that. He plants his feet. He wants to throw the ball. And as he's getting wrapped up and brought down for a sack, he finds Nate Girdlestone almost parallel to him right there near that 8-yard line where he was standing. Fitton was obviously dropped back as the quarterback. But Girdlestone takes it 8 yards into the end zone, and Fitton finds Dalton Dixon for the 2-point conversion. Goes up again, 24-22. The Owls go up. And then to end the first half, Manitow scores again with 30 seconds left on the clock. Desicino with his first passing TD of the game. Might have been his first pass of the game, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. I believe it was his first pass of the game. Goes 12 yards to Boozle for a touchdown. Stalker runs in the 2-point conversion, and it's 30-24, our current score. Manitow leads the Owls. Again, we will hear from our AD, Mike Erickson. Tonight is the Manitow homecoming, so we do have a bit of an extended halftime. So after we hear from Mike, as some of the students on the field walking for a homecoming night do a little nice little dance move there. But after we hear from Mike, we'll do a stats for some of the Owls. But right now it's time for Halftime with the AD, presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Ford. Halftime with the AD on WESB Sports. Time for Halftime with the AD, presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Ford. Joining me is our Bradford AD, Mike Erickson. Thanks for joining me again, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me in, Jimmy, and appreciate Butch and everybody down at the Liberty Tavern for sponsoring this program for us.
Absolutely. It's been a couple weeks into the season now, so I've kind of missed having you in here with our weekly talks. That being said, though, we're kind of jumping in week five. So obviously a lot of the teams have played, you know, halfway through their seasons. Why don't we recap real quick what we got going on for the other sports in Bradford?
Well, this past week, you know, I guess starting last Saturday, we hosted the 18th annual Boys and Girls Cross Country Invitational. All of our runners ran very well. Our girls team won the event this year. They won the team portion of it. And actually, Corey Dixon, sophomore runner for us, she won the overall girls championship. Corey's been having a very good year. She finished last season with a fourth place finish at the state meet.
As a freshman.
Yeah,
she's incredible.
She's doing really well, and she's got a lot of support with her there also. You know, the other girls on the team are really improving and coming along. Our boys team, we didn't have enough runners to sponsor a team in that race. We've had a few injuries that came up and a few other issues, but the boys that we've got are doing very well, and they'll look forward to them doing some good things in the district meet coming up
for the individual events.
For the individual, yeah. Yep. Also, Saturday, our boys soccer team went to General McLean. Great game out there. It was end up in a 1-1 tie, but we were down early and came back and tied that to go into an overtime and went scoreless in overtime. So it was a good day to come out of General McLean with a tie.
Tough team.
Moving on to Monday, girls varsity soccer. Went down to Oil City. Girls soccer is doing really good this year. Picked up a big win down at Oil City. Kelsey Austin scored several goals. Bella Prince had two goals down there. Dawn Flynn, Abby Nuzzo each had a goal. Emily Morgan, Maddie Emerson, Emily Prince all had a goal. And so did Adriana Campagnani. So great performance by the girls down at Oil City on Monday. Tuesday, boys and girls cross country both went to Punxsutawney, ran against Punxsutawney and Brookville down there. Didn't pick up a win there, but there were several very good individual performances on both sides, both the boys and the girls. Mm-hmm. So they're coming along nicely. You know, they're actually headed today down to Hershey. They're in the it's called the Foundation Race. There's a race on the state cross country course down there. Get used to that down there. So hopefully, you know, here in a month or so, we'll send several runners down there. So
right back down,
big invitational for them down there coming up tomorrow. So back to Tuesday, boys soccer had Harbor Creek. That was a home game with Harbor Creek.
Yeah,
and again, great 2-1 win against Harbor Creek. Harbor Creek is usually a very good District 10 powerhouse team. We beat them 2-1 here, goals by Mitchell Strauss and Andrew Kane, and finished off Tuesday night with a girls volleyball match against Punxsutawney, won that in three sets straight. Alex Ordaway had a big night that night, several kills.
Yep.
All around great performance by her that night there. Wednesday, pretty much all washed out.
I saw that.
Big rains came through and washed out the golf and girls soccer. And then last night, girls tennis had Dubois here in Bradford. It was a great match. Ended up coming up on the short end of that, but it was very close. Ended up being a 4-3 match there. Girls golf was canceled yesterday. Boys soccer had a great win last night against Erie High School.
Another tough team.
Come from behind win. They were down 2-0. Came back, took the lead. Erie came back and tied it, and we got the game winner with just a couple minutes left in the game. It was a 4-3 game. Jake France had two goals. Lucas Johnson scored one, and Andrew Kane had one also. Girls volleyball went to Dubois last night. Not a successful night down there. Dubois is a perennial powerhouse in girls volleyball in the district. So good performance, and overall great week for all of the teams.
It looks like both of the soccer teams kind of picked up right where they left off last year.
We had a very young team last year. Most of those girls are back now and just continuing to really pick up right where they left off. The boys team also was very young last year. Moving forward this year, just the extra year of experience and maturity really seeing some good things out of the boys soccer this year right now too.
So tonight, obviously, we're talking at halftime during Manitou's homecoming for the Warriors, and as the Owls have their week five here. And then what do we have coming up in the future?
So looking at tomorrow, as I mentioned there, boys and girls cross country teams are down in Hershey for the foundation race.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, the boys soccer team back in action at Du Bois. On Monday, actually, we're into district playoffs already for the boys golf team.
Wow.
Spencer Cornelius is kind of leading the charge for
doing
us.
Doing it again, yeah.
Yeah. Jake France is not only is he, playing soccer, he's also, golfer too. So, mm-hmm. He's got a chance at moving on in golf as well. Girls golf is going to Ridgeway, and varsity volleyball team going to St. Mary's on Monday. Then looking at Tuesday, another boys and girls golf match at Ridgeway and at Smethport, respectively, there. But then home events, girls soccer with Warren. That one should be a very exciting game.
Yeah.
And then we've got Kane for girls volleyball on Tuesday night. Another home match there.
It's a busy one on Tuesday. Huh?
Tuesday's going to be busy. And it's going to be good, too, the soccer match and the volleyball. Kane's a very good volleyball team, and our volleyball team. Last year, again, very young,
right.
Getting the experience out there, much improved on the volleyball level. So
a lot of young athletes, because speaking, we're a little ahead of ourselves now, but the basketball team was the same way last
year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you get a chance, come out and see our volleyball team on Tuesday night with Kane. Should be a great match. Moving on to Wednesday, Cathedral Prep comes in here for boys soccer. And, that's a perennial.
That's a big one.
State championship level team there. So it's a good measuring stick for us. Thursday, we've got the girls golf league championship that's going to be held at Countersport. Girls tennis, Brockway is coming up for that. That's going to be their senior night. The tennis season and the golf season are wrapping up here as we move into the fall. So senior night for Brockway with the girls tennis, girls soccer hosting Erie, and then our volleyball team goes to Brookville that night.
Okay.
And then, of course, on Friday, we wrap up the week with, it's actually homecoming for us, homecoming game against the Du Bois on Friday, October 1st.
Oh, yeah, the Owls football homecoming.
7 o'clock start.
That's right. All right. So we'll be back again next week, halftime for that one, talking during the Owls homecoming football game against Du Bois. Again, it was nice catching up with you, Mike. I appreciate you stopping in here today.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you, Jimmy. And again, shout out to Liberty Tavern on East Main Street.
That's Halftime with the AD, presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Ford. We'll be back with the second half of action of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, still in the Owls halftime show. We've done our scoring recap. We've heard halftime with the AD, presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street, across from Fairway Ford in Bradford. And now, Cam, you're going to give us the stats for the first half of play.
Absolutely. So, Elijah right now, 12 of 16, only 4 incompletions.
Wow.
178 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's an honest outing for a normal quarterback for a full game. So
it is an honest outing.
Yeah, fitting, just carving it up. And we got Dixon as our number one receiver right now. He has 5 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown. Then we got Lucas Lactash. He has 2 catches for 36 yards. Troy Adkins with 2 catches, 32 yards, 1 touchdown. Jared Wilmoth, 2 catches for 28 yards. And then we have the 1 catch by Mr. Girdlestone for 8 yards and a touchdown. So it looks like Fitton's distributing the ball pretty evenly throughout the offense. So nothing crazy there. I mean, nothing surprising between Elijah and Dixon, to say the least.
Yeah, so spreading the love around a little bit, but Dixon obviously is just such a monster. I mean, to have that incredible first half, the Owls kind of firing away. They just need to shore things up on defense a little bit so they can get ahead, but they're going to start the third quarter with possession. It's 30-24 here in Manitou, and when we come back, we'll have the third quarter of play. We'll see if the Owls can capitalize, get out in front, and stay there for their first win of the season. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street features all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh-cut steaks and fresh beer-battered fish fries 7 days a week. Dine in safely with well-spaced and frequently sanitized seating. Or for takeout and delivery, call 36-TOJI'S. Open for lunch and dinner every day, even holidays.
Toji's Family Restaurant, a
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
Team Meinert is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Meinert!
WESB Sports.
And the third quarter starts. Perfect timing. There's the whistle and the kick for Bradford Owls football at Monita. Picked up at the 20. And a little bit of contact there right around the 25. Fighting his way forward. And will come forward for maybe another 3 yards there. Should be to about the 28-yard line.
Yeah, that was a little pooch kickoff there, and it looked like the Owls were going to try to let it go out of bounds, but I think the grass is a little bit damp and the ball stopped right in its tracks and they had to return it, unfortunately.
Yeah, and there goes that dog right off into the woods. Yep. There. So late, right at the end of halftime before the third quarter started, I mean, Monita was already set up for the kickoff. We saw a dog with a golden retriever run out on the field, and I had to kind of do a double take, but nobody's dog, I guess, just running around. So here's first and 10 for the Owls, and it's picked off. First play, Monita has the ball. And it's going to be first and 10.
They intercepted that ball, and then it looks like Dixon ripped the football away from the Monita player.
It back away?
That's a grown man. I do not want to see Dixon after dark in the parking lot. I'm telling you, Jimmy.
Dalton,
that's a grown
Dixon man. Might be the scariest high school student I've ever seen in my lifetime. So it's going to make it a first and 10 again, I believe, because that's a change of possessions.
Redo.
I think it was a legitimate interception and then a legitimate kind of strip fumble recovery for Dixon. So first and 10 from the 28. How wild. Here's Fitton and tries to drop it a screen pass to Wilmoth, but it falls a few feet short and bounces the ground in front of Wilmoth's feet.
You're going to see that, Jimmy, too, because after a play like that, the play that just happened before, it's going to shake your confidence a little bit. So he just needs to keep his head up. Keep playing football, keep playing, pick up where he left off in the first half, and things should return to normal for him.
Still trying to fully understand what exactly we just saw. With Dixon was like, no, you guys can't have the ball, and then just took it back again.
He said, that's my football. Please return it. Please be kind.
I don't
rewind.
Think I've ever seen I've never seen that, I don't think, in football in general, not just in high school football or Owls football. So here's second and 10, still set up at the 28. Fitton takes the snap, drops back. He's going to look long for Dixon, who goes up and gets it. He's got it at the 40-yard line. 30, cuts inside, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Owls. Dalton Dixon, after an incredible defensive play to save their possession, goes 72 yards to the house for a touchdown.
I don't know what to say about Dalton Dixon anymore. Nothing's going to surprise anyone at home listening. He's a football player, Jimmy. He just is. And that was a beautiful throw again by Elijah right to the breadbasket of Dixon. Dixon said, again, I looked like there was a fight for the football. Dixon ripped it out, took it to the house. Here we are.
I mean, Dalton Dixon, that was incredible. So a really nice throw there. Dixon just kind of got to his spot. Here's a two-point conversion for Wilmoth. Looking for Dixon again. Quarter of the end zone. Got him. And the Owls go up by two. Again, it's 32-30. And that makes a third quarter winner out of Katie McAndrew for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Katie, you win the dinner from the value pack menu at Toji's Family Restaurant, a free dinner for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Our third quarter contestant, Katie McAndrew, 32-30. The Owls lead Manitow, and a quick strike. Still 11 minutes and 18 seconds left in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service, not self-service, not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service, the kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice, they care, and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
WESB Sports.
Back to Manitow as Bradford set to kick off. Abby Nuzzo puts the ball up and away. A nice kick. And it's got it about the 18-yard line. And a shoestring tackle is broken by Manitow as he gets out of bounds and into the benches on the sideline. Should be set up at about the 40.
Yeah, it looked like Lucas there was going to finish that tackle regardless. Yes. Lucky he didn't get called for unnecessary roughness because that was about 7 yards out of bounds when he finished the tackle. So
I think the contact started inbounds and then just a lot of momentum as they went straight into that bench there. So kind of, you know, maybe got away with one, but honestly, it could have very well just been so much momentum on a return play where, you know, you got fast kids running in either direction. Here's first and 10, pitch out to the right. Stalker takes it for a first down and gets across midfield. Should be set up at about the 48-yard line, 49-yard line of Bradford territory.
Yeah, just same story as the first half. It looks like we're seeing is that Manitow's exploiting that B-gap on the Bradford's defense and pitching it, hitting the hole, getting 12 yards. How you doing? Keep it moving type football, you know?
Yeah, so the Owls have figured it out on a few plays. They need to figure it out on a few drives if they're going to expect to keep a lead here, 32-30, and the Owls need to either come up with a takeaway, and there's the opportunity, boy, as the handoff is fumbled. The ball is still loose, and Manitow, I believe, jumped back on top of it. But boy, that thing was all over the field.
Yeah, that ball looked like they tried to recover it at
a pinball machine.
Yeah, it looked like they tried to recover it at the Manitow 45-yard line, and that ball just scooted out of there from the Manitow player back to the 50-yard line. I don't know what happened there.
We've got Harry Morso being kind of helped off the field here by our trainer. Kind of popped up onto one knee. Looks okay. Not sure if maybe it's a vision thing, an eye thing, but it doesn't look to be a cramp, and it's not a serious injury as he's just kind of walking off. So, well, something to keep an eye on here. Second and 11 following the Wild fumble. And a handoff to Stalker. He's wrapped up in the backfield, but breaks the tackle. Gets a couple positive yards there, and we'll be looking at third and long.
Yeah, and they always got penetration there in the defense. It was the defensive lineman just not quick enough to get to the Stalker. And he just creeped his way up for a good 5-yard gain.
I see what you did there.
That's right.
Stalker's creeping up. I get it. So we're at 10 minutes left here in the third quarter. And the Owls have held Manitow here to a 3rd-and-8 situation. Manitow setting up at the 47-yard line. And if the Owls can get a stop here, they'll be set up for a 4th down. They get into the backfield and blow it up. Maybe a gain of a yard, but that's going to be it for the Warriors.
Well, we've seen so far that Moneta's not scared to go for fourth down. Excellent stop by the Owls defense. But we know Moneta's going to go for it. They'll go for it if it's fourth and 30. By the way, it looks like they're playing football. They don't have punt in their mind. So hopefully we get another stop here. But great stand by the defense.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not sure they even have like a punter, someone that would punt for them if they wanted to. So here's a fourth and 7 for Moneta. And we might maybe see another passing play here from – nope, it's going to be a keeper, and he's going to get through for the first down. Moneta comes up with a big fourth down conversion.
Yeah, what Moneta did there is they spread the ball out because they've been in a tight offensive formation, and then they went two twins on both sides, double twins.
Yeah, spread them out.
Spread them out, and because they are so confident in their offensive line, just they opened the hole right up the middle for the quarterback. Got his, 13 yards there? Got
yeah.
The first down?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say about 13 as they're set up now at the 37-yard line. Yeah, and first down marker was at the 40. So here's first and 10 for Moneta. And they're spread out again, but it's going to be another run play up the middle. It's Martino. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another. Gets inside the 15. And it's finally wrapped up. As Moneta now in scoring, in striking distance again, knocking at the door.
Yeah, and they did the same formation as the previous one, and Moneta is trying to keep Bradford off balance. Now that Bradford's starting to figure it out when they do that, when they do a tight formation and spread them out, the hole's going to be there up the middle. Simple handoff to the fullback, jet guy, the jet slot receiver, put him in motion, distract the defense, and boom.
And the Owls were also missing Harry Morriso on the play. He's back in there now, I believe. And here is Martin again. Matty Martino again, rather. And it's going to be another gain. Not enough for a first down, but it'll be about a 6-yard gain. Bring up 2nd and 4 from the 10-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like they're just trying to keep the Owls defense unbalanced right now. Now they're spreading them out, handing the ball off up the middle. They're going to find success there from what it appears, and they're just going to keep exploiting it. Great job by the Moneta offensive coordinator.
A little farther than that, actually, inside the 10, closer to the 8-yard line, is a second down for Moneta. And that's a carry up the middle. And I believe that's going to be enough for a first down again. This time, Destacino on the keeper.
And Elijah was almost in on that play, too. And he just got hit last second before he's about to blow that play up. He shot the A-gap right there. And looked like a tackle for Moneta. Pulled a little bit there and got out into the middle and blocked Fitton, but he was so close to making that play, Jimmy.
Instead, we set up a first and goal from the, I think, the 1-yard line. It's a long one, but it's 1 yard away for the Warriors to retake the lead here with 4 chances to do so. Here is Desicino, takes the snap, hands it off, and it's Martino with his 4th. Touchdown of the game, a 1-yard punch.
Then that was just a simple handoff to him, find the open space, run through it, and went untouched.
Yeah, Martino, again, we mentioned it early in the game, giving off some serious All-Scott vibes. Hall of Fame fullback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that's exactly what they did on that team, is they set him up in a classic fullback position. They gave him the ball. They let him run up the middle. And just like All-Scott, Martino is able to just keep the legs going. If he's got a man wrapped around him or not, the legs are churning and he's running. Here's the 2-point conversion, and it looks like it is no good. So the Owls come away with another big stop there. It's now they're only down by 4. So now the touchdown puts them ahead, and not the 2-point conversion. The touchdown puts them ahead. It's 36-32, 6 minutes and 47 seconds left in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready for the 2021 football season. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the 2021 Bradford Area High School football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
So here's what the Owls have been trying to do really for the last two seasons is they've got 32 points on the board. The offense is moving. They've gotten big chunk plays and smaller passing plays. They've gotten multiple guys involved. They got a quarterback who's commanding the offense. 32 points, but they find themselves down by four as the Manitou offense just keeps running through them. So here's the kick. It's squibbed right down the middle and picked up at about the 27-yard line. Dixon runs across the 40 and gets to the 50 on Manitou territory now and dragged out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. What a run back for Dixon. Maybe not quite the 25, closer to the 29.
Yeah, he started off the kickoff return slow, waiting for things to open up, found the opening, hit it, turned on the jets, and lo and behold, 35 yards later, he's out at the – yeah, looks like they're going to mark him out at the 32-yard line, 33. So,
it's weird as the ref was standing at the 29, like that's where he was going to spot it. He moved up a couple yards there to 32, but yeah, Dixon very patient there on that play, and boy, you want the ball in his hands. So here's Fitton dropping back, and he's going to, I believe he was looking for Girdlestone there. Was looking for Girdlestone, but Girdlestone got held up by one of the defenders.
Yeah, Manitou brought the middle linebacker in for a blitz, and he went untouched basically to Elijah. He had to get rid of the ball pretty quickly. Smart move by him.
I think it was thrown to where Girdlestone could be, but there was literally just a body in front of him. Girdlestone couldn't get around. There was nothing illegal on either side, but just physically unable to get to that spot. It wasn't necessarily really far away or a bad throw. So here's 2nd and 10, and it's going to be another false start on the Owls, as that is the fourth false start call on Bradford.
Yeah, and it seems to be happening when Manitou's showing the blitz. They're getting the two linebackers right up in the B gaps. And they're jumping, and Bradford's reacting to it, and you can't be doing that in football. So hopefully they get more disciplined here and try not to pay attention to what the Manitou linebackers are doing.
So after the incomplete pass, and replay is 2nd down, bring up the 2nd and 15 from the 36. And Fitton in trouble as he gets wrapped up at the 40, and he'll go down in the backfield.
I'm not sure. Fitton took off a little too soon there. Looked like he had a little bit of time to the right to roll out and extend the play a little bit. Either way, safe football play. I mean, he didn't have much room to go anywhere. So instead of trying to make a big mistake by throwing it, just go down, take the sack, eat the L, carry on.
Yeah, didn't force anything there. Didn't throw up a bad pass. And you notice as well, he stepped up into the zone as opposed to rolled out of the side of it like he usually does. So I think he's finding a little bit more comfort. So here is 3rd and long for Fitton. Stepping up again into the zone. Contact, and he gets brought down on his head at about the 42-yard line.
Yeah, Manitou brought two blitzers there, so they brought a total of 6 guys, and one of the Bradford guys was obviously going to get beat.
Yeah, we have an Owl down as well. Great penetration there by Manitou and kind of blew up the backfield. Got all up in Fitton's grill, and he ends up taking 2 consecutive sacks. Now we're trying to see who the Owl on the field is as the trainer comes out to tend. When we come back, we'll be looking at a 4th and 21. But right now we'll take a tax in timeout as we await to see who the injured Owl is. It's tax in at the restaurant at the corner of 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best homemade pierogies around. A tax in timeout. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
I love living in a rural community where neighbors help neighbors, even if we don't always agree on sports teams, politics, or the COVID-19 vaccines. We all have our opinions. Getting vaccinated is your choice, and no one can make your mind up for you. Talk to your healthcare provider about your questions to help make a decision that's right for you. GetVaccineAnswers.org has the latest information to help you decide. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football and WESB Sports. We still have an Owl that was just helped up. And yeah, it is. I believe it is Morisot. Harry Morisot again. He just came back into the game. 59. Harry Morisot, he just came back into the game as he exited once, and it didn't look like with an injury, something in the eye, something was bothering him, but he looked like he wasn't hurt necessarily. So he went to the sideline, came back out on the last defensive set, played through the last few plays of the Owls defensively, the touchdown play, and then came out on the offensive line. And Elijah Fitton took the sack there on third down, and Morisseau injured on the play. But he's off to the sideline now, and we're back for fourth and 21 for the Owls. We've seen them pick up bigger fourth downs than this already this season. Oh, there. So they are punting, and it is inside the 15, taking a friendly Bradford roll to the 2 yard line, maybe the 3 yard line. But wow, what a punt!
Yeah, that was a beautiful punt by Dixon. I mean, he can do it all. just can't do it all. I don't know.
That was absolutely perfect.
Might be the best receiver in District 9, might be the best punter in District 9. Yards after catch, probably the best.
I mean, we've talked about Dixon, you know, all season. We've talked about him quite a bit. He's had these huge receptions for touchdowns. Early in the season, it was very obvious that he has great hands. He comes down with just about every 50-50 ball. He's strong. He can gain yards after the catch because he's not afraid of contact. What he's done, though, since the start of the season, taken over punting duties, came away with some sort of strip of the football. Here's a first and 10 from the 2 yard line. And Martino breaks a couple tackles, and he's out across the 40 midfield. He's got Wilmoth chasing him down, and Wilmoth gets him out of bounds at the 23 yard line. A touchdown saving tackle from Jared Wilmoth for sure.
Looks like we have a flag on the field.
Yeah, we have a flag at about the 50 yard line. So that is most likely a hold.
That's a hold.
And we'll see what the refs come up with here. As the placement of the flag, the timing of the play, you have to assume it's on Manitou. But the refs are talking an awfully long time about it, and anybody from Bradford or on the Bradford team doesn't like that. And we have...
Looks like he picked it up. No call.
No, it's going to be on Bradford. It's on Bradford. It's I guess, a holding play on the Owls.
Looked like when one of the Owl defenders was trying to chase him down, got to a big blocking match there and grabbed him and just flipped the Manitou player over, and obviously can't do that. So that's just going to add on to that big run.
So, again, Wilmoth really is the one that comes away with a for sure touchdown-saving tackle. I mean, Martino had broken his way through the line. You remember, he started that on the 3 yard line, and then by the time he hit the 20, he had pretty much broken just about every tackle the Owls are going to put on him, except for the last one. And the Owls get into the backfield here, and Martino gets wrapped up for a no gain.
Yeah, you just want to see the Owls kind of rally right now. They just gave up the big play. They had the odds in their favor right there and giving up the big play. So to be able to rally back right there off that play, got to give them credit where it's due.
Yeah, the Owls hopefully, you know, in a perfect world, get fired up from that that flag getting thrown. So, you know, it's kind of an us versus everyone mentality. You rally around that. And here is a good start as they do a no-gainer. So it's second and goal from the 9. And a run up the middle is good for a touchdown, Manitou. And Manitou will build on their lead. They already had a 4-point lead as the Owls were unable to answer back. Like they had every previous Manitou touchdown, the Owls had answered except for that last possession. So Manitou, the Warriors up here by 10, 42-32, and they're going to get a shot to tack on two more. 4 minutes and 13 seconds left in the third quarter. Still plenty of time for the Owls, you know, given that they figure something out on defense, because something has to change here or else Manitou will just keep running the ball. Here's the handoff to Martino, and he walks into the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. Manitou takes a 12-point lead, 44-32, 4:13 left in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle.
W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports as Manitow finally able to break away from the Owls here. So Manitow struck first tonight in the first quarter, and on the opening drive, rather. Drove all the way downfield. Here's your kickoff following the last Manitow touchdown. It's going to be caught at the 23 by Elijah Fitton. And return middle of the field. He's got room at the 50, the 45-40, a man to beat at the 30-yard line, and he's pushed out of bounds inside the 25.
Yeah, beautiful return by Elijah there. Just one side of the field to the other, went unblocked. I mean, went untouched up until the 25. Yeah, the 22-yard line, it looks like. And then it got pushed out of bounds. Great job by the Manitow player, though, to catch up to him. Because normally when Elijah has open field, I mean, it's touchdown.
Yeah, he is fast. So that was hustle by that Warriors defender to get to Elijah, save that touchdown at the 23-yard line. But the Owls, they need to score here, obviously, as now they're down by more than one possession. But they need to score here quick and kind of make a statement, and for themselves, really, to get their own momentum back up. And prove that that last possession was a bit of a fluke. So here's split backs. Fitton over the middle of the field. It's bobbled and intercepted.
Yeah, Troy Adkins there had it in his hands wide open. Looked like he probably could have walked in for a touchdown there. Bobbled the
100%, yeah.
Bobbled the catch and unfortunately took a bad little flip off his hand to the Manitow defender.
So literally worst case scenario as it's a beautiful pass. Can't hold anything against Fitton there. Beautiful pass. Hits hits Adkins. I mean, maybe a little bit behind him, but still a very catchable ball. And Adkins in stride in the middle of the field at about the, you know, inside the 10. It gets bobbled once, bobbled twice, goes up into the air, and a Warriors defender comes down with it. And that's the takeaway. It's actually the second interception for Manitow, but Dixon ripped the first one back. Here's the run for Martino, and he's fumbled, and the Owls are trying to jump on top of it, but they can't wrap it up, and Martino gets it back. Laktash had a chance, but he couldn't get down on top of the ball.
Yeah, they were so close to turning the tide again, and just couldn't get his hands on it, and the Manitow defender just rolled right back into him, right into his arms.
Yeah, Laktash was moving away from the ball. So all his momentum was carrying over. He was close enough to it that he got an arm kind of around it, but his momentum just pulled him right away from it. It left the ball open there, and Martino fell right back on top of it as he was already down on the ground at that point. So first and 10 for Manitow from the 35 of their own territory, and it's Martino again for about a 7-yard gain.
Yeah, and they're just hitting that gap right there.
Yeah, no reason not to.
Like, I mean, it's worked for them. Why stop now?
Yeah, it's worked for them. They've had no problem moving the chains, scoring. They have the 12-point lead, and they're running the clock down. This is everything you want in the, you know, late in the third quarter of a football game. So looking at second and 4 from the 41-yard line, Manitow getting closer to their first win of the season, and it's going to be a keeper for DeCicino right up the middle, first down. He stays up on his feet across the 45 at the 40. Stiff arm at the 30, and he's brought down at the 29-yard line.
Yeah, looks 29, looks like it. They just couldn't get wrapped up around DeCicino right there, and he just kept moving forward and accumulated the yards, and there we go.
Yeah, very shifty run by DeCicino, and we've seen him very rarely tonight. We've seen him kind of on these keeper plays. When they do call his number, he's got some moves. He looks a lot like Hunter Stalker did out there earlier, a lot of juking and shifting and the chains and then some tonight. First and 10 from the 30, hands it off. Stalker blown up in the backfield, going to be a loss of almost 5.
Yeah, that's a positive here for the Owls. There, I should hopefully get them pumped up a little bit, get the blood flowing again, get their mind right. And now you have Monota backed up a little bit. Just keep up the aggressiveness. It looks like they called a blitz play on the defense to kind of blow that up. So a great call by the defensive coordinator, by Jeff.
Jeff Puglio, yeah. Puglio out there making the defensive calls, and offensive coordinator Zitnik playing, making calls on the other side of the field. So second and 15 after a five-yard loss. The 35-yard line. Here's the handoff. And again, wide open lane. Drive a truck through that hole. But they do catch up to him after, we'll call it a 7-yard gain.
Yep, and just what you said, they're parting the seas. Quarterback sees the hole, attacking it. Get your yards. Keep the ball moving forward, positive yards. We just want to see the Owls kind of fill in these gaps. I think that's what we're missing with these linebackers is they're not able to fill those gaps. And if we can fill those gaps, then we can kind of halt what Monota's doing.
So closer to a 6-yard gain, brings up 3rd and 9. The Owls need 2 stops here on a 3rd and 4th. Here is Martino up the middle, bounces off the line, gets a gain of about 4 yards, and it should bring up a 3rd and 5 from the 25-yard line. So Monota trying to get to the 20 to move the chains again, and the Owls trying to keep them right here and force the turnover on downs.
Yeah, and Monota's kind of slowing it down now, slowing the game down because we're nearing the end of the third quarter. 4th and 5. I mean, you got to, at some point, you got to make a gamble call here and call the blitz and all out.
Yeah.
Try to get the stop.
25 seconds left in the third. Monota is going to have one more snap here. Out of the shotgun, man in motion. Desicino on the keeper, moving forward. And I think he's going to be short of the first. And it will be Bradford Owls football. 12 seconds left in the third. Monota still leads 44-32. So the Owls do need to score and come up with another stop. But we will find a big... I mean, that's one of the first times the Owls have put an end to a Monota drive. So momentum builder here late in the game, you hope?
They just killed the clock there, Jimmy. I mean, that's a lot of time that they lost on that drive, the Owls. So they need to score quick.
12 seconds left in the third. As soon as this ball is snapped, Fitton drops back. He's in trouble already and stepping up into the pocket, but he'll go down at about the 10-yard line. It's going to be almost a 10-yard loss.
Yeah, just held on to the football too long there. He had a couple guys wide open in the middle. I just think he's just a little too eager to try to make big plays happen.
Yeah, wants to make something happen here for his team. Understandable, but that does run us to the end of the third, and we've got 1 quarter left to play as Monota leads over the Owls 44-32, a 2-possession lead here with only the fourth left. We'll be back with the conclusion of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Dr. Bob Tejera at Allegheny Vein and Vascular is the region's only vascular specialist providing full-spectrum vein care, including innovative treatment of new and old blood clots. Brand new for 2018, Dr. Tejera is the only physician in our region offering VenaSeal, which is the latest, most innovative, and minimally invasive treatment for venous insufficiency. How do you know if you have vein disease? Symptoms may include legs that feel swollen, achy, restless, or heavy. Lower legs may turn dark reddish in color, and bulging veins or ulcers may develop. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome, and most insurances are accepted. New vein patients can be enrolled in our popular vein class. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Elijah Fitton is in the middle of breaking off a huge run here as we start the fourth quarter of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Remember, Fitton took a big sack there, a loss of about 10 yards. He was set up at his own 10-yard line, needed to get to the 31, for a first down. And he drops back for the pass, tucks the ball, and breaks about 4 tackles on his way to a 15-yard gain.
Yeah, he just needs to take a breather, though, Jimmy, and realize your receivers are there. It's been working all night. Just take a breather, step up into the pocket, make the throw.
Here's third and five. Fenton looks to his left. He's going to keep it again. He's on the move. He's across for the first down, and he's at the 40-yard line, out of bounds at the 40. At the 40.
Yep, right at the 40. Time of the game.
Maybe the 41, close to in between there. Yeah, so it is a first down.
Yeah, he's just rushing the ball. The time's there, Jimmy. It looks like Monata is dropping back into coverage. They're expecting the pass there. I mean, he's exploiting it with his feet. But, I mean, Monata eventually is going to crash in the middle.
Well, we haven't seen a lot of this since week one of Fenton just kind of dropping back and then deciding to use his feet as his playmaker. And now he makes the pass on the right side. And that's going to be good for almost a first down. We'll see exactly where it's marked. And we'll see who is it, Wilmoth?
Yeah, it looks like Wilmoth got a limp too.
Might be a bit of a limp there. It does move the chains though as he gets to the 50.
Yeah, you got a Charlie horse right there.
Yeah, it looked like it came up with a bit of an Uncle Charlie, maybe a cramp.
You know who won that race, right? It was Charlie.
10 minutes, 43 seconds left in the game. First and 10 for the Owls. Fenton takes the snap. And he sends it over the top, and it's caught at the 40-yard line. At the 30, he is brought down. It's Dalton Dixon. Who else? Mr. Surehands himself.
I'm going to start calling him Captain America. I don't know. At this point, when things are going south, just find Dalton Dixon, give him the football, and let him work his magic.
He looks awfully Steve Rogers-esque out there on the field, kind of doing everything. I still don't know what to call his play earlier. It's not a fumble. It's not an interception. It is a straight rip the ball away and reclaim it for yourself. Looks like we'll take a timeout here on Monata. Monata calls a timeout. So we'll take a Texan timeout right along with him as there is 10 minutes and 23 seconds left in the fourth quarter. It's 44-32. Monata leads, but the Owls are on the march. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 10 minutes, 23 seconds left in the game. The Owls are trying to march downfield as Fenton, Dixon, and the rest of the offense set up at the 30-yard line for a first and 10. And Fenton will find his man. It's Laktash, and it'll be a gain of about 5 yards, I believe. We'll see where it's set up here. We'll bring up a second. Oh, more than that. An 8-yard gain. We'll bring up a second and 2.
Yeah, great football catch there by
Laktash.
Lucas Laktash got the football. Monata was all over him, pushed him off. He said, "Get off me." And I fought for the extra 2 yards there. Great job by Laktash.
Yeah, nice play there from the junior, Lucas Laktash. Second and short for the Owls. Fitting with split backs, takes the snap, looks out to his right. And he's going to throw to Wilmoth. Wilmoth makes the catch and drags his defender inside the 10-yard line. It's going to be another first down for the Owls.
That was such a weird throw right there because he anticipated it, and somehow that ball just kept dragging along. And right into Wilmoth, kind of jumped in front of the cornerback of Monata to save the interception, caught the ball, made a move up the field, got a, 10-12-yard gain right there?
Yeah, at about 12 yards. Yeah, it did kind of float. It drifted out there and looked like it looked like I think Monata had plenty of time to make the play, but it was just too far away. And boy, that's that contact is close there as there's a throw over the middle, and it's broken up by the Warriors defense there. Really close to getting there before the ball, but it's all clean, and it's going to bring up a second goal for the Owls, second and goal from the 8.
Yeah, and if you're Fitting here, go to your number one guy, go to Dixon.
You got to look for him, and he is going to look his way. Dixon on the screen, but he's overshot. Dixon was kind of coming in on the screen, and Fitton was trying to meet him at his spot, so it goes right over his head.
Yeah, they had the Monata defender there, the defensive end crashed in and got in the face of Fitton, and he had to throw it up a little higher than he wanted to. And that's what happened, resulted in an incomplete pass.
Third and goal from the 8-yard line. The Owls with two more chances to punch it in here and try to cut down this 12-point deficit with 9 minutes and 45 seconds left in the game. Fitton, no running backs as everybody will line up. And he'll launch it into the corner of the end zone. It's tipped and incomplete. Yeah, Monatah with some solid defense there.
Yeah, he got the cornerback from Monatah, got right in front of the football, put the hand up, deflected it away.
So one more chance here for the Owls, and we'll see what Ziznik has lined up.
Yeah, I mean, what I would do here, probably roll out, extend the play, try to get a receiver open and dump it down in.
Yeah, I think you roll these guys closer to the right since you're on the right hashtag and give Dixon a lot of room to work on the left. And he's going to go for Dixon in the back of the end zone. And, boy, that is a lot of contact. But it falls incomplete and no flags are thrown. So that's a turnover on downs for the Owls.
Yeah, they were doubling Dixon there. They knew where that ball was going.
Yeah, you have to. I just thought maybe there were some hands there before the ball got there, but
yeah.
You got to play the game that's called, and that is that's a turnover on downs. Monatah retakes possession here up by 12, 44-32, 9 minutes and 34 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And DeCicino and the Warriors offense will retake the field here. You got to think Martino's going to be the guy. Maybe they'll give Stalker some looks, but I don't think we're going to see a lot of different, plays here. I think Monatah has been very honest. So here's the handoff. Martino up the middle, breaks tackles, drags his guys, and it's going to be a first down, maybe almost a 20-yard gain. I think there for Martino.
Yeah, he had a nice little truck right there. Looked like Fitton. Looked like he trucked Fitton a little bit.
Yeah, big stiff arm, big truck. And then when he finally did get wrapped up, he just kept him moving, kept those legs churning, and came up with, I think close to a 20-yard gain, maybe 19. It's going to set up a first and 10 either way from the 25 as he goes out of bounds, stops the clock at 9 minutes, 25 seconds left in the game.
All right, someone took a timeout.
Yeah, that's going to be a timeout. Wait to see. Don't know who it's on, but it's going to be a tax-in timeout for us. That's brought to you by the tax-in restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best homemade pierogies around. A tax-in timeout. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
We are in the fourth quarter now, and though the Owls are on defense, we'll be looking for a couple more scores. And Rob Konwinski will be our fourth quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Here is first and 10 for Monatah, and it's going to be a short gain, no gain on the play.
No gain, row gain right there. Good stop by the Owls defense.
They'll bring up a second and 10 for Monatah. Rob Konwinski, if the Owls score in the fourth quarter, you win a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toadie's Family Restaurant. If the Owls don't score, you win a free lunch special from Toadie's Substation. Because once your name is pulled, you're already a winner. That's how it works. Toadie's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Go get signed up today at either Toadie's Family Restaurant or Toadie's Substation. It goes on all Owls football season long. Here's the run on second and 10. And it's Martino up the middle, and that'll move the chains, gain of 10 yards.
Yep, and Rob, if you're sitting at home listening, find the nearest lamp, start rubbing it a little bit, see if you can get a genie to pop out, get some wishes here, and wish for an Owl stop on defense.
That would be your best bet here. As again, Monatah has been, pretty honest since the deception plays as Martino limps off the field. since those few deception plays, which were just, you know, plays that they set up by running the same play kind of over and over. And then that's all the Owls start to look for. And that's when you kind of pull the rug out from under them. But other than that, they've been very honest with what they want to do. They want to run the ball up the middle with their fullback like they do here for a gain of five, or they want to pitch it out to the side to their halfback. They want to keep the ball going. They want to keep the ball on the ground.
Yeah, looks we're running out of time here for the Owls defense. Looks like we got to get a couple big stops there here coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, when the Owls have the ball, they can score quick. We've seen big passing plays go to Dixon. We've seen big passing plays go to Wilmoth and to Laktash. But the problem is the Owls don't have the ball. They're on defense right now, 7.5 minutes left to play, and an opponent that has no problem running the ball and killing the clock.
Yeah, and we saw it last week, too. I mean, it's not – I mean, it's something Bradford needs to continue to improve on throughout the season. But, yeah, well, they need a couple big stops here.
That play whistled dead on a 2nd and 5. It's a false start on Monotau, and that'll drag them back to their original line of scrimmage. Replay 2nd down, 2nd and 10.
Rob, is that you at home? Did you rub that lamp?
Could be the lamp. Could be Rob. Could be the lamp.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
We have still – another 7 minutes of game play yet to get through for the fourth quarter. And then, of course, we'll wrap up with a post-game show that will feature our collision of the game, which I think we already have figured out, sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford, unless something crazy happens here in the last 7 minutes. And it'll also feature our Owls Model T MVP of the Week, sponsored by the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Here is 2nd and 10. And that's a no gain as well. And I'll bring up 3rd and 10 now for Monotau.
What do you got to say, Jimmy? I mean, it has to be Rob, right?
I think it could be.
Rob, you dog.
I haven't figured it out. Probably should have mentioned something sooner.
Yeah.
But
that's on us, Jimmy, honestly.
It is. It's really on us. It's not on Rob.
Accept responsibility.
Here's 3rd and 10 and a handoff. He's down. That's it's going to bring up a 4th and long. Rob Dunn did it again.
All right, Rob, you're coming with us on these trips.
It's actually a loss of a yard, so it'll bring up a 4th and 11 from the 34-yard line.
The issue, Jimmy, is we're getting stops, but look over at the clock.
Yeah, taking a lot of time off the clock as we tick inside of 5:45 left here in the game. And looks like they started to come off the field there, like they were getting ready to call a timeout, but everyone stays on. And the clock keeps running.
I mean, where's the play clock at?
I mean, I have no idea. I mean, the play clock has got to be getting close at this point.
Now there's a timeout.
Okay. So the timeout comes at 5:21, which, well, that was a long time. We're going to keep it here for a couple of quick programming notes and for a look around District 9 real quick as we load up some scores for D9 tomorrow. It's going to be a busy day on WESB as tomorrow, Pumpkin Fest, downtown Bradford. Igor and Kim Bonham will be broadcasting live from 11 to 1. You can stop down, say hello, win yourself some bee swag, and be sure to hang out for the festivities. There's going to be a lot set up, of course, at Pumpkin Fest. And then tomorrow evening is the 41st annual Autumn Classic from Parkway Field in Bradford. The high school band competition will be happening. Gates open at 4. Opening ceremonies at 5:15. We're going to start the broadcast, myself and Kim Bonham, at 5:25. I think it's $6 for tickets. Very modestly priced. And $4 for students and senior citizens. That's the 41st annual Autumn Classic tomorrow night.
Looks like we're getting a punt, Jimmy.
Wow. How about that? What a time to punt. 5 minutes, 21 seconds left in the fourth. Up 12, Monotau set to punt from the... Never mind.
Well, I think Bradford thought it was going to be a fake.
Yeah.
Here, so they're going to go get their punt return set again to watch out for the fake. Because who is it that's punting the ball? Is that Martino?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe. It could be.
Yeah, I think it's Martino.
There. All right. Around District 9, Red Bank Valley absolutely put it to Brockway. It's 51-0 final. Union AC Valley, big same over Elk County Catholic, 41-0 final. Keystone currently leading Bucktail 21-12 at the end of the third quarter. Smithport putting it to Otto Eldred, 49-12 in the third quarter. Cameron County over Sheffield, 33-2, just about the end of the third, almost there. And we will indeed see a punt or a fake punt from Manitow. Dubois still leading Ridgeway 21-6 at the end of three quarters. And it is a punt. And it gets over midfield. The Owls touch that ball.
I think so. I think it hit off the foot.
So Manitow will recover.
Oh, no, it didn't.
Okay, so the Owls did not touch
it
that ball.
It looked like it hit right off the ankle.
I'll tell you, Manitow and their fans here in the stand sure thought it did. But the refs say no. I mean, at this point, just calm down, you know?
Yeah, just relax. I bought into the hype. They fooled me.
They had you going, but I didn't see it. I didn't think it touched anybody. So. First and 10 for the Owls. Again, Dubois over Ridgeway, 21-6. You heard that right at the end of the third quarter. Kane beating Punxsutawney, 23-0 at the end of the third. Manitow over Bradford, that's where we are. Carn City over Brookville, 34-0. Fitton drops back, a little shake, and he's going to step up into the pocket and take off. Across midfield, across the 45-40, he's broken. 30-20, looking at the Warriors in the rear view. 5, touchdown, Elijah Fitton. And the Owls get back within one possession. As Elijah Fitton makes one happen on the feet. Where'd he start? The 40?
No, he from where the run happened. Yeah, he had it looked like they were dropping back for a pass, and the middle opened up, and Fitton said, "Don't worry, team. I'll put it on my back here. Let's go get ourselves a touchdown," and he went and did that.
So he's got a 60-yard TD run there. Yep. I see that right?
Well, it's 50 from where the down marker was.
Oh, he started at the 50.
Okay. Yeah.
Elijah Fitton, absolutely electric run, 50 yards for a touchdown. And a two-point conversion coming up. Split backs for Fitton. Awaits the snap, takes it, and there's the flag.
Yeah, they just started the route a little too early there for one of the receivers.
Fitton, 50 yards to the house. Guess what? Rob Conwiski.
Yeah, don't stop now, Rob. Keep rubbing that magic lamp.
Yeah, we do need another score, Rob. Rob Konwitski is the fourth quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. You win the free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant, and that means a clean sweep here for the Owls. Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Here's the two-point conversion, and it falls a little shy of the intended receiver. No good. The Owls down by 6. It's 44-38 with just under 5 minutes. Can the Owls get the ball back and rally for another touchdown in 4 minutes and 58 seconds of play? We'll find out. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Again, that's a clean sweep for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. 4 contestants named, each one assigned a quarter of the Owls game, and 4 scores, more than 4 scores, but at least 1 in each quarter here. So 4 free dinners from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant given away for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Go get signed up today at either Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. It's going on all Owls football season long, and each week there's 4 winners. We draw 4 names and assign them a quarter of the game. 4 minutes, 58 seconds left to play here in Manitow. The Owls cut their deficit to 6, try an onside kick, and we do have an Owl that got into the mix there.
Yeah, I don't.
And it looks like Manitow has come up with it. Boy, good attempt there, though, for the Owls. We had a couple get right into that pile and try to pull the ball away.
Yeah, just kicked it right to 2 Manitow defenders, and it looked like Lactash dove right into the pile. Just couldn't rip the ball away.
Last couple of District 9 scores here that we didn't get to before the TD. Carn City leading Brookville 34-0, 3:34 left in the fourth quarter, so that one almost over. St. Mary's over Central Clarion County 35-26, end of 3. Clearfield over Belfont 41-0 at the end of 3, and Northern Bedford over Kerwinsville 34-0 at the end of two. Here is the run for Manitowoc. And boy, they just keep going, moving an entire pile about 15 yards.
Yeah, I don't think Martino skips leg day. There's no way he does, because that was 9 hours, looked like, plus his Manitowoc guys there, and just ran the football. They had him stuffed there, yeah, probably 2 yards, and he just carried it another 11.
Yeah, contact made right after the first couple of yards, and almost every player on the field was in that pile, and the pile just kept moving downfield. So that brings up a first down from the 38-yard line for Manitowoc, and they have the lead. They have possession. They have all the time in their favor. Here's another handoff to Martino. This one's going to be stopped after about 5 yards, and it'll bring up a second and 5.
Yeah, right here with the Owls defense, you want to see them get a bit aggressive, because you're going to have to. I mean, in order to win this football game, you want to see them start ripping for that football.
Yeah, you have to. You can't play safe here. You gotta get a takeaway or a stop. So whatever that means for the Owls, if that means blitz in, we don't want to contain here. We need the football back. So 3.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Second and 5 from the 33. And might see a false start here for Manitowoc. There's a flag down. And that's it. It's a false start on the Warriors. Replay second down. Loss of 5 makes it 2nd and 10.
Yep. This is what you want for the Owls. You just want a fighting chance right at the end. So get a good stop here. We should bring it down to 3rd down if we can get a stop in the backfield or right at the line of scrimmage. And then hopefully we force a punt. Hopefully they don't try to go for it.
Yeah, both teams kind of in uncharted territory as well. The Owls have it within their grasp, but they're still fighting for it. And Manitowoc has a lead here late in the game. So here's the handoff, Martino. And he might get that 5 yards back, but not much room after that, as that'll bring up a 3rd and 5 back at the 34-yard line.
Yeah, just a quick little fullback dive for him. Carried about 3 or 4 Owls with him. Just a strong running back. Strong back for Manitowoc.
Yeah, tough legs. And he'll line up in the backfield again.
I expect a handoff
next
to
DeSicino.
Yeah, handoff to the right to him is what I'm expecting.
Here's a snap, 3rd and 5. DeSicino on the keeper, and he's going to go for it himself. And he'll be short of the first down. It's going to bring up a 4th and 2.
Yeah, just a little read option there. Tucked the ball, a little quick, faked Martino, and then took it to the left and got about 4 yards.
So this is the Owls' opportunity here. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be their last opportunity, but it's getting pretty close to the wire. It's a 4th and 2 for Manitowoc. There is 1 minute and 45 seconds left on a clock that is still running, and the Warriors are up by 6, 44-38. So if the Owls can force the turnover on downs here, they have time to run, you know, a 1 minute drill at that point, try to get downfield and find the end zone for a late win. Here's the handoff.
They called a timeout.
Yeah, they called a timeout. They snapped the ball and started running a play, but it's going to be a timeout.
They did. They played Bradford there, wanted to see what Bradford was going to do.
Yeah, they did. Smart idea. We'll take a tax in timeout right along with them. Minute and a half left. Manitowoc 44-38. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. A big 4th down. Manitowoc 4th and 2 to go at the 30-yard line. The Owls need to get the ball back here with 1 minute, 26 seconds left in the game. Down by 6. The Owls kind of line up everybody right here as they're showing an all-out blitz. And it's going to be stuffed. But an extra second effort falls forward. we'll see where the spot is, but boy, it's right on the line. And it's going to be Owls football.
Yeah, they marked it short.
Nope, they changed it.
They did.
They moved the chains late. Oh, what a tease. I apologize. I mean, they kept the chains up and switched to first down. So it looked like they were going to give the Owls the turnover on downs there. And then they moved the chains to a first and 10. So Manitow, you know, with that first down, and the clock runs underneath a minute here. The Owls now are looking at kind of a takeaway or bust situation. As Manitow drains every last second off that clock, though I don't know how they can tell because I don't see a play clock anywhere. Here's the snap and the run, and maybe another 5 yards there for the Warriors, 4 yards. And that's going to be a timeout taken. 25 seconds left to play. Manitow trying to hang on for their first win of the season. It's 44-38 over the Owls. 25 seconds, Camp. 6 points.
How many timeouts do the Owls have left?
I can't imagine it's a whole lot.
No, I think one more. Do they got one more?
I think there's one more Owls timeout, yeah.
Yeah, because if Montel's not going to line up for the kneel, then that's just giving the Owls a glimpse of hope to try to rip the football out. That's what you're hoping for.
Yeah, the Owls need a takeaway pretty much on this possession. If they have the timeout and Manitow shows a play here, they need a takeaway on this specific play, or Manitow will just be able to take a knee and run out the clock for their first win of the season. And let's see, they are going to run it up the middle, and the Owls bunch them up. Are they able to strip the ball out? They're not. It's going to be a gain of about 5, and it'll bring up a third down. 16 seconds left, and that's going to be the Owls' last timeout.
Yeah, that was a good run, and good job by the Manitow running back right there to hold on to that football. Two arms on the football.
Yeah, I mean, all eyes were
– yep.
Every Owl's hands, claws were going to be trying to pry that football out, and he just hung on for dear life.
What do we have here?
I'm not absolutely sure. Looks like there was something out on the field, but we also – the clock is stopped, but – the teams are still lined up as if it wasn't a timeout.
Looks like a
so now
flag?
They're calling a timeout. Yeah.
Was that a flag?
I don't know. It looked almost green to me. It didn't look yellow. I was still trying to figure it out. Yeah. I don't know if it was a flag or not. Either way, Bradford takes that timeout there. If it was their last one, then that's basically the game, I would assume. 16 seconds left. Manitow 44-38. And the Owls have done so much here on offense tonight. We've seen from the Owls, but the defense just, you know, hasn't been able to put together stops in that Manitow running game. Mostly Martino,
yeah.
And the things that weren't Martino, they were set up by Martino, because you have to buy in so much. He keeps you so honest, you know. Desicino had one pass tonight, and he threw it in for a touchdown. So this is going to be a knee here for Manitow in the victory formation, as it's referred. And there it is. The Warriors get their first win of the season. They move to 1-3 after they had to cancel their first game for COVID issues.
Yeah, and I just got word that the penalty on the field was assisting the runner, so that's why.
Oh, okay. Yep. That makes sense. That's why it came late. And that's a final score of 44-38. Again, Manitow, congratulations on their first win of the season. Also want to thank Manitow as our guests tonight. The Manitow Athletic Director, Luke Kunkel, who was very accommodating here for us tonight. And we will be back with the post-game show. We'll do a scoring recap. We'll have stats for the Owls. We'll announce our collision of the game, sponsored by Love Toyota, and our Owls Model T MVP of the Week, sponsored by the Model T Inn. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilt's Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter Service & Collision, Team Minard, and Kanjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day, and it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket. The Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Bradford Owls post-game show on WESB Sports as the Owls Just fell to the Manitow Warriors. 44-38 was your final score. And it was an excellent game for the Owls. I mean, competitive contest the whole way through. Both teams were out here hungry for their first win. Manitow was 0-3. They had lost a game, their first game of the season. That was shut down because of COVID-related concerns. And the Owls were 0-4. And just haven't been able to put everything together. Faced a couple, you know, powerhouses. They had Ridgeway last week while down 12 starters, and played well against St. Mary's in the home opener, played, had their moments against Kane at Kane, and just haven't really been able to put it all together, but I've shown these flashes of just really excellent football play between Elijah Fitt and Dalton Dixon. Jared Wilmoth had a couple of really good weeks. Lucas Laktash came back on week three, I think, at Kane, and really, I mean, kind of blew everybody away. So they haven't all shown it at the same time. Tonight is the closest thing we've seen to a complete game. The offense was really clicking very well. The only thing that was missing was some sort of answer on defense, the Manitow rushing game, as Martino kind of headlights the whole thing. Matt Martino, he went off tonight. I don't have his yardage, but multiple touchdowns, 4-touchdown game for Martino, running all up and down the field. Legs don't stop going. They call his number all the time, and everything that doesn't go through Martino is set up by Martino. So, the Manitow cornerback, DeCicino, only has to throw one single pass here tonight, and of course it's for a touchdown. So we'll cover that in the scoring recap. We're going to do that first. After the scoring recap, Cameron Snodgrass, my color commentator, statistician and spotter, will give you the stats, and we'll also name our collision of the game, sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street, and our Owls Model T MVP of the Week, sponsored by the Model T Inn in Derrick City. So all of that ahead, as I mentioned, but we'll start with the scoring recap. So to start the game, We have Monatol electing to receive, and they show real quick that that run game is going to be a problem as they march downfield. Couldn't have been more than five or six plays. I believe took less than 2 minutes off the clock. It was like 10:20 or so left, I think, after they had scored. But Martino punches in the first touchdown very appropriately, and it's a two-yard run. He also puts in the two-point conversion. So all of a sudden, the Warriors are up 8-0. The Owls answer back in the first quarter, and their first strike is Elijah Fitton finding Dalton Dixon for a 40-yard touchdown reception. An absolutely beautiful throw. Dalton Dixon is just kind of a monster, and he caught that throw in stride, and then there was a little bit of contact, and he threw down a stiff arm, walked into the end zone, and then the extra point, or the two-point conversion, rather, was Fitton again, and he finds Dixon for the two-pointer. It's 8-8 to end the first quarter. Move into the second quarter. Martino finds his second touchdown here to kick things off in the second, 6-yard TD run. The second, the two-point conversion is no good, and that is kind of where the Owls, they find it, some breathing room there. Like, now, okay, we're not only are we playing catch-up to keep tying the game, we're playing catch-up to keep going up by two, and that's a big deal in a game like this. So the Owls kept answering every single touchdown. The Martino 6-yard run, Atkins finds the 24-yard touchdown from Elijah Fitton. It was an absolutely beautiful throw, a bullet to Atkins in the end zone. Wilmoth catches the 2-yard, the 2-point conversion, rather, and it makes it 16-14 Owls lead. Martino answers back with his third touchdown of the game, this time a 3-yard run. 2-point conversion is good, 22-16. Now, maybe the most beautiful pass, the most talked about pass from on our end of the night is Elijah Fitton to Girdlestone on an 8-yard touchdown. That play was broken. Fitton almost ran off with it, but he planted his feet, and as he was being sacked, finds the strike to Girdlestone, who fights his way into the end zone from 8 yards out. Fitton on the 2-point conversion to Dixon. That's good. It's 24-22. Owls lead again. Before the half, 30 seconds left in the second quarter, Desicino throws his only pass of the game, goes for 12 yards to Boozle, and it's a touchdown. Stalker runs in the 2-point conversion. It's 30-24 at halftime. We come out of the locker rooms and start the third quarter, and the first score of the third is a 72-yard moonshot from Elijah Fitton to Dalton Dixon for a touchdown. 2-point conversion goes to Dixon as well, and that makes it 32-30, the Owls lead. Dixon had an absolutely stellar game tonight. He also, I left this out, but he also had some crazy play where Fitton threw an interception. The intercepting defender was the man that was covering Dixon. And as soon as he caught it, Dixon just ripped the ball back out of his hands and kept it for himself. So it was initially, it was basically two turnovers back to back on the same play. But Dixon, you know, he also had some big plays on defense. Great game from him. Next up, we have Martino again with his fourth touchdown of the night. It's a 1-yard punch in. The 2-point conversion is no good again, and that makes it a 4-point lead, 36-32 for the Warriors. Before the end of the third, Desicino scampers in on a keeper, an 8-yard touchdown. 2-point conversion goes to Martino, and the Warriors get their biggest lead of the night, an 8-point lead, 44-32, or match their biggest lead of the night, rather. And then in the fourth, the only TD as the Owls try to come back from that deficit is Fitton on a 50-yard touchdown run, a beautiful scramble. I mean, made some incredible moves out there at midfield to break free and find the end zone. 2-point conversion is no good, and that brings us to our final score, 44-38. The Owls lose in a heartbreaker to the Monatol Warriors, who get their first win of the season. Cam, the stats speak to me.
The stats. So let's start with our boy, Elijah Fitton. He finished, Jimmy, 18-30, 310 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 fluke interception. I don't know what we call that. 69 rushing yards and 1 rushing touchdown.
Wow.
Heck of a game.
Yeah.
Go get yourself some bread, kid.
Yeah, have a day.
Yes. Then we got Dalton Dixon, Mr. Captain America, whatever you want to call him, Iron Man, Thor. You think of a superhero, that's Mr. Dixon. Seven catches, 177 yards, two touchdowns.
That's awesome.
Then we got Mr. Jared Wilmoth, four catches, 56 yards. Honest game for him. Mm-hmm. And then we got Mr. Girdlestone. He was the recipient of that crazy play by Fitton down there in the inside the 10-yard line. One catch, 8 yards, one touchdown. Mr. Troy Adkins had two catches for 32 yards and a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Mr. Reliable, Lucas Laktash, three catches, 46 yards as well. So, I mean, that's our offensive stats there. Not a lot of running other than Fitton. I think we only had one rushing attempt to Ashton Smith, and I think that one got blown up pretty quickly.
Yeah, negative yard on that one, yeah.
Negative yards. But other than that, I mean, sound offensive performance by the Owls. Hopefully we can keep that. And then defense next, I'm sure that's going to be the emphasis. This is defense.
And we mentioned this in the pregame. It's the first time since the first week of the season that all of those guys were out there together on the field and healthy at the same time. Elijah Fitton had his first start as quarterback ever in St. Mary's?
No, Brookville.
Brookville, when we opened up the season in Brookville. And, you know, you kind of got to give him the game there to feel things out, to have his first start at quarterback. But since then, we hadn't had him at quarterback. Laktash, Dixon, Wilmoth, all at wide receiver. And that's what it looked like tonight. You throw in Girdlestone, and you throw in Adkins as well, and you have yourself a day for pretty much all of them, especially for Dalton Dixon and for Elijah Fitton. Speaking of which, I got a feeling that we know the collision of the game as well.
Yeah, the collision of the game, sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. That's going to go to Captain America again, Dalton Dixon.
Yeah.
Yeah, right off on it looked like a kick return by Monata. I was bringing it up the field on our, I guess, closest to us on our side of the field.
Yeah.
And Dixon just comes out of nowhere. It looks like a bullet straight out of Mario Kart. Comes in, blasts the Monata defender, brings him up in the air, brings him down. How you doing? Keep it moving. Got up. Got amped up for it. And that kind of set the tone for that second quarter.
It was a really nice tackle early on in the second quarter, as you mentioned, on the kickoff return. And, I think it got him fired up as well, too, because he got up. He put a little flex on after that. And that was really just early on in the game that Dixon had, which was a fantastic game. So, yeah, I think that that was a bit of a tone setter for him, especially on the defensive side of the ball, because he was really all over the place tonight. We already talked about the takeaway he had, where he just kind of stripped the ball out of the defender's hands after the interception. So yeah, heck of a game from Dalton Dixon, and very much deserves the collision of the game. We'll also move on to the Owls Model T MVP of the week. That's sponsored by the Model T Inn in Derrick City. And tonight we're looking at Elijah Fitton, who, of course, didn't get to play last week. We've talked about him all season long. So he converts to starting quarterback this year over the offseason. He made it work. He won the job. He got a chance in Brookville to start it out. You know, threw some incomplete passes there, had to bring his completion rate up, and he did. He answered appropriately. He also needed to start spreading the ball around, and he did. He started spreading the ball around, didn't just look for Dixon anymore, found Wilmoth, found Laktash, found guys like Adkins and Girdlestone on these other kind of one-off plays. And then tonight, after missing last week out with quarantine and watching Talon Reese come in and throw some touchdowns with his offense, Fitton comes back, and as you said during the stats, he goes 18 for 30, 310 yards passing, 310 yards passing, and another 69 yards rushing, four touchdowns passing, and another rushing touchdown as well. So five touchdowns on the night, 179 yards all purpose on the night. Absolutely incredible game for that young man, Elijah Fitton. And again, like you said, if we can put this together on offense again consistently, then yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch these Owls games here for the next 4 or 5 weeks of the season, whatever it is. I lose count. Speaking of which, next week for the Owls, who now dropped to 0-5. They're going to be back at home for their homecoming night, Friday night, hosting Dubois. It's going to be a 6:45 pregame and a 7 o'clock start Friday night. The Owls hosting Dubois on homecoming night. The Owls fall to 0-5 after the 44-38 loss to Manitow. And that wraps up things for us here as we have a long drive back north up to Bradford. For my color commentator, statistician, and spotter, Cameron Snodgrass, for my sound engineer, producer, Nick Young's back at the station, this is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.